This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
More serious now.
Doogie.
It's only going to get worse.
Dieter.
Why?
Charlie.
What a bitch she is.
And Jeffrey.
My brain gets short-circuited.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Friday, June 1st, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's the number to reach us. You can text us at that number as well. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. We'll get to email here in just a moment. What were you covering your face with your jacket?
It's just, Jeffrey just thinks it's funny to just belch right where you are. And you have to walk through his, just,
sorry if I did say excuse me half a dozen times, so I'm sorry if I
half a dozen times.
Six
he
time?
Does it on purpose. He'll purposely walk in here to grab my keys in the morning, and he saves a fart to drop it, and then later goes, excuse me.
Oh, I love that.
He saves it just to do it.
And he burps in Doogie's face. You tell me he has such great control over his own body's gases that he can just fart and burp on demand?
If he's out in the hallway, I could hear him fart. I never hear that. He brings it in here on purpose.
Alpha move. Well, that's why it's called. That's why this is called the fart box.
Right. Well, yeah. The fart.
I think my ass has a sensor in it to know when to let loose. Not to let loose in the hallway, but to let loose in here because it's known as the fart box.
I like that. All right.
Yeah, but he does do it on purpose. So I'm sure he did burp right in Doogie's face on purpose.
I didn't do it right in her face. I just burped. I was logging out on my computer and I burped. So
I
was walking behind her, and so it happens, you know.
It does happen. I say let it keep going.
Let it ride.
All right.
You have a huge sleep pillow mark on your face, on your right side.
Oh, yeah.
You just wake up.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell.
Do you want to know what I did yesterday? My back was hurting so bad. I went home, and I took some muscle relax, Flexeril.
Oh, hell yeah.
I went right to bed. It was probably I don't know what time I got home, 1:30 or something.
How many did you take?
I just took one.
How'd it feel?
I don't know because they knocked me out. I went right to sleep. I woke up at 9 o'clock at night. B2 made me dinner, took another one, and I went right back to bed. So I slept since 1:30 yesterday. I've been asleep.
You didn't watch the finals?
No, actually, I watched the second half of that. I guess I woke up at 9:30. I ate. I watched the second half of the game and went back to sleep. I watched the second half of the game in bed. And they screwed up there at the end, didn't they?
You have three different clips there, Rover.
Who screwed up? Oh, I have a name. No, I know who you're going to say.
Well, let's start off at the beginning and get into Kevin Durant and LeBron and the reversed call.
I have my window here for video is...
Well, the Z-Drive wouldn't connect.
So what do you want me to do if I can't connect?
You have to connect it.
All right, well, that's something I can't do in the middle of the show. Michael writes... Where did Doogie go, by the way?
Don't know.
Where does she go?
Come in, come out.
What is
probably
she doing?
Probably another birthday party.
Oh, you mean end of school party?
Whatever. Who knows now?
Jeffrey, will you check on her, see what she's doing?
And burp. When you get in there.
What is she doing?
She's not yelling at Jeffrey.
I just don't understand what you're doing. Why are you
reversing this on to Jeffrey?
I just read the email. I
will,
for
but
1 second. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm just curious what you're doing. Like what?
I just printed out the log, and I'm verifying that what is on the log is correct because everything seems wrong.
What time does Dewey get here in the morning? Should she be getting here earlier so that she doesn't have to leave in the middle of the show to go do all of this
I can't
other
control
work?
When the spots are sent to me. So because I had a question and didn't print it right away to try to follow up. So I don't understand what the problem is. I'm gone for 1 second and you have a problem with that?
It's every day.
Because I'm doing stuff for the show.
I don't.
If I had a producer, I would have them do
all
of this.
Right. Oh, you're doing the job of two people?
No,
is that
I'm not
what it
doing
is?
Anything. I actually do nothing for the show. How about that?
Someone's very testy this
morning.
You're
very testy.
I'm not testy at all.
It's like you complain when I talk, and then when I'm gone for a minute, you complain that I'm not here. Do you want me to hold your hand?
I just don't understand how you can't be in here at the time that we start the show.
I am in here. Do you have your emails? You have your emails.
I do.
I'm verifying something that I don't know if it's
correct. That's a
first.
She had the emails over here before the show started.
Douche. You're tired. You got that flax-a-zone in you still.
He slept for 24 hours.
Well, he needs to go back to bed. Jesus.
No, he slept for, let's see.
18?
Your math is wrong, Dieter. Good.
Well, 1 to 1 and another 5.
So stupid.
We had 17 hours.
17, that's good.
Not 18, Dieter.
Oh, she's...
No,
listen
it's
to
hot
this bitch.
Me?
Yeah,
you, I'm sweating right now.
Turn the heat down.
No, don't touch that. I'm going to sweat you out just for...
Well, if you sweat me out, if I leave you, you cry.
Michael writes, "Yo, Rover, I've been a listener and super fan for over 10 years now. I've tried convincing my wife to..." Don't touch that. Sit down.
Hot.
Just sit down.
What's it at, dude?
80.
It,
because someone had it set at 70 this morning.
Charlie.
I would leave it at 75, but they can't. Just...
Oh, I didn't touch it yesterday. No, Dieter.
It's a lie.
Nobody touched it, Rover.
I'll tell you who was touched it. It was Dieter. You watched him do it. He went in because his ball hurt, so he turned it down.
Oh, that's true.
So I never touched it.
Now he's getting smoked out. He learned his lesson.
It was not me.
Thanks.
Well, you get a little flush and get kicked in the nuts, Rover. I think I get a pass.
I was actually looking at it this morning, looking at it, staring at it, going,
do I return
it to... where it usually is, or do I put it back to where it was yesterday, or where it was, or do I just leave it alone because that's where it was yesterday? So I'm sorry I made the wrong call, boss.
No, stop kissing his ass because he's crabby.
I'm not crabby.
He seems like a great mood. It's you, Douchey, and possibly you, Dieter, in a bad mood.
We're sweating.
I'm fine.
It's you too.
I'm fine. It's a little hot.
Michael says, "I've tried convincing my wife to listen to the show on many occasions with no success, but the day you said that you ordered a cat stroller, I knew I could convince her to listen and see you in a different light." Well, she listened that day, and this is what happened. I sent a picture in, and maybe.
Do we have it, Snitz?
There he is. The guy now pushes his cat around in a cat stroller.
Oh,
he says, "Yep, now I am a guy pushing a cat stroller," and she still doesn't listen to the show.
Come on, bro. I mean, if you're doing that, at least have a girl next to you or the girl push it. You can't be a guy by yourself pushing that. Come on. That's what we're coming to.
Joe writes, "Rover, I'm from Rochester. I wanted to give you insight into our garbage plates. I don't go out to bars anymore, but in my younger days, we would go to Tahoe's after the bars. You had to be on your game and ready to order, or they would skip you and move on. Example, cheeseburger plate." She's up out of her seat again.
Yep, touching the air.
She can't just sit down.
Sit still and listen.
Oh, my God.
Cheeseburger plate, Mac, home fry, everything. Then you smother the entire plate in ketchup. Yeah, yep, got it. I know, okay. The Hammer writes, "Yesterday you were talking about the woman with the man cranking one out next to her on board that Southwest Airlines flight. Nads wouldn't put me through, probably so he could steal my idea, why wouldn't that woman just hit the flight attendant button that every plane has? Did she think the flight attendants would ignore it? This has to be a fake story." P.S. Nads cannot consider himself a Cavaliers fan if he is doubting them. Like Santa, those who do not believe do not receive. He was rooting for them to lose last night.
No.
So yeah, that he
that.
Could.
That is so stupid.
So that he could be right about, oh, I told you they suck at basketball.
I want to be wrong so bad.
I don't believe it.
You're wrong. I mean, okay, you can believe whatever you want. It's dumb. Like, I want them to win more than anybody.
Don't believe it.
I don't either.
People wouldn't tweet that way like you do. Yeah. If you really wanted them to win, you wouldn't tweet how bad they are.
Lighting a fire under their ass.
Hot take. The Cavs are bad at basketball, he says.
Sounds like
Twitter.
A fan.
Yeah, real fan. Really wants them to win, right?
You guys are butt wipes, man.
Yo, Rover. Jerry writes, this week marks the one-year anniversary of my discovery of Rover's Morning Glory. I listen to you at work all week and then catch some of your old shows on iHeartRadio on the weekends. However, I'm writing about the conversation you guys had yesterday regarding what you should call certain ethnic groups. I just wanted to warn you to never call a Hispanic woman a Latina, Latino. I was once dating a woman, I once called a woman I was dating a Latino. She got very angry at me and didn't understand why. That's the day I learned the difference between Latino and Latina. Latino is a male, Latina is a female, and the ethnic group as a whole are Hispanics.
Yeah, we got it.
No, I've heard Hispanic is not what they want to be called.
What is it, Mexican?
No.
See?
Because some of them aren't from Mexico.
Right.
Latinos. I think if you're referring to...
Not a female. Latinas.
But when you're referring to all of them, it's Latino.
Rover, like I just said, they like Latina.
That's for women.
Right. But you're saying in a whole, I think they like Latinas and Latinos.
No. I think Latino as a whole. Larry writes, one of the problems with parenting these days is that there is too much emphasis on the child. When we were growing up, our parents were more important in the family. Then we said, I'm going to give my child more than what my parents gave me, and what we've created are entitled children. Kelly writes, Rover, I was listening to the show this morning while I was in the shower, so I couldn't call in about how parents raise their kids. Doogie said that she always tells her daughter to work hard and she can become anyone she wants to or accomplish anything she wants to in life. And before I go on, tell Doogie that I am now a mom. My daughter is 8 months old. But when I was growing up, if I messed up, like when I crashed my car at 16, got caught smoking weed, got caught with hickeys on my neck, my mom would scream at me and tell me if I don't get my act together, I'll end up working at McDonald's. Now, keep in mind, I was a straight-A student. I graduated third in my class, but I was a rebel at the same time. So I think my mom knew that if she put me down by saying I'm going to end up working at McDonald's all my life, I would concentrate more on my future. Looking back, I think it worked, but I hated my mom growing up. I'm an insurance agent now and married with a baby, but who knows what would have happened if my mom just called me special and never knocked me down.
I don't understand what the point of that email is.
That me, you're babying your daughter too
by
much.
By telling her she's going
to... You have to be mean to her and tell her she's a loser.
Okay, got it. Because that worked so well for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm normal, as you guys all say.
Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe. Joe, go ahead. Why don't I hear Joe?
Is there, Neds?
It's not there. I think Joe might have been this Joe who just emailed.
What did he email?
I called in and let Neds know today is my first day out of jail and asked if he wanted to grab a beer. He said not today, but to email him. I don't have his personal email and was too lazy to dig around for it. So if someone can pass it to me so I can get a hold of him, we can meet up and have a few drinks this weekend or something. Sure, it's Nads, NADZ, at roverradio.com. This is perfect for him.
He got out of jail, I'll go into jail.
Exactly. Now that Nads is drinking once again, let's have his drinking buddy be a guy that just got out of jail today, and they can hang out. What could possibly go wrong with that scenario?
Line three.
Joe, is that the same guy? Are you the guy that wants to go drinking with Nads?
Yeah, that's me.
Now, what were you in jail for?
I got a DUI.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Nats has four of them.
Soulmates.
Well, that's not actually what put me in jail. I violated probation.
I've done that too, dude.
Smoked the weed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, and does that seem like a good idea? Your first day out of jail, that you hook up with a guy who has probably a lengthier rap sheet than you by far, and two of you go drinking together?
Well, yeah, that's what Uber. I mean, I learned a valuable lesson that Uber's way cheaper than a lawyer to fight a DUI case. So, I mean, I think paying for an Uber, we could have a good time, and you know, hopefully, no law enforcement gets involved.
You got any drug problems?
No, absolutely not. I smoke weed, but of course, I've dabbled in some other things, but never really got addicted to anything, serious. I just, I enjoy myself at certain occasions, but never had a
Zanny bars. What about those?
No, actually, I've never tried any of those, but I've seen.
Oh, Nance can help you out with those.
I mean. I guess if it leads to it, whatever, but...
All right. Nads, N-A-D-Z, at roverradio.com. Send him an email, Joe. He loves hanging out with fans.
Yeah. Anybody who wants to drink, email Nads.
Yep.
He's open this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
I sent one into the show itself, and we're actually, me and my buddies this week, not this weekend, but I'm spending this whole weekend with my son when I get off work. I haven't seen him in a month. It's been awful. But next weekend, we're all going out to the Diamond Lodge Gentlemen's Club. So I don't know if any of you guys want to come out, but you're more than welcome to get a VIP package and celebrating a little bit the freedom. I know
taste of freedom.
Yeah, right. Nance is in.
Yeah, Nance will be there. Yeah. All right, Joe, set it up. Thank you. Someone says, why don't you cheap bastards finally hire Jeffrey full-time so he can quit those stupid side jobs?
Well, we asked Jeffrey, if you can have full-time here or at the fence job, what would you take?
He wasn't sure.
He wasn't. He did take a second to answer that.
And I noticed today, I looked over at Jeffrey, who was on the computer next to me. He was taking an IQ test. One of those online ones where it gives you questions?
No, it's a quiz on how well you know song lyrics. It's just one of those little fun little quizzes on this website called How Stuff Works, and it's these fun little quizzes I sometimes take. And,
how'd you do?
I never got a chance to finish because we're ready to hit the airwaves, and I didn't want to be late getting out of the show like Dougie was. So.
I wasn't late.
Okay, Dougie, but yeah. Anyways.
Was I late?
I was trying.
Hard at work.
Playing solitaire.
Besides, I've been wanting to get in radio with full time for, the last 7.5 years. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But that's up to the company, so.
Steven writes, my kids have my last name. He's talking about the woman who was complaining about Southwest Airlines asking to prove that she was the mother of her son, who happens, she's white, he's half black, the son, and they wanted her to prove that she was the parent. Steven writes, my kids didn't have ID, and the ticket counter still pulled my kids aside and asked what their last name was and if me and my wife were their mom and dad. They had our kids point us out to say that's mommy and daddy. This woman complaining is insane. It would have been a different story if her child was taken and smuggled out of the city. She would be complaining. And Brandy writes, good morning, Rover. I apologize in advance if this question has been asked before, but I'm always a day or two behind and listen to you on the iHeart app. You know, you can listen to the show live on the iHeart app. Maybe people don't realize this.
I don't think some people do, or some people want to listen to it from beginning to end in its entirety.
You can listen live. Just pick one of the stations we're on. Try WMMS. And you can listen to the show live on the iHeart app. Being my first Roverfest, can you tell me what there is to do from when the gates open until the concerts begin? Are there activities besides drinking all day? Will my husband be bored out of his skull if he isn't a listener? And also, how do we get to meet you and the rest of the cast? Are there specific times or is it luck of the draw? Brandy, we have an autograph pavilion that we will be in and the artists will be in. And we'll post the times outside of that place. The gates open at 1, but music starts right around then, 1:15. So there's not much downtime from the time that gates open. I don't think that you could be bored at Roverfest. I really don't.
You know,
I mean, there's no group activity. Like, hey, it's bingo in the back.
Right. There is, I don't know. I've never just gone and watched and looked and participated. Like, we're working, but I never hear somebody say, oh, they're bored. If that makes sense. There's like vendor village. There's food. There's beer. There's an activity zone. There's a tattoo artist. There's like lots of stuff going on.
And there's
music.
Just people watching. The people watching is incredible.
Yeah, so.
Doug, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Rover. Good morning.
Hey, man. Arbe, what's happening?
Okay, so I'm a single dad raising my kid, and this is my first Rover Fest. I've been listening to you guys since you guys came to Cleveland. So how much, I mean, do I need to bring like $500? Do I need to bring, because I got to set aside money, you know what I mean? And also, like, what's the parking situation? Am I going to have to pay for parking?
We don't control any of the parking, so there are a lot of different lots around, and closer to the date, we'll probably put a map at roverradio.com that shows you the various parking lots that are open. So we don't control that. Generally, I think that parking is $10 to $20, depending on where you park. $500, it's a lot of money. I don't know if you need $500.
Yeah, I don't think so. At least $100.
There are ATMs there, too. I recommend people bring cash because sometimes those ATMs work on cellular connections, and the more and more people that get into the Roverfest site,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
The less those tend to work because it gets more the cell networks are jammed up. But with that many people out there, but there are ATMs, so I don't know how much he has to bring.
If you want to buy a Roverfest shirt, food, beer,
yes, at least just do $100. Is $100 safe?
I would say a little more than that.
Yeah, $200 maybe. I guess
that's what I was thinking too. I mean, if you want to buy a band shirt,
too expensive, and a T-shirt would probably be $20-$25.
If you want to buy something from one of the vendors, they have fun stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And I'm going to bring up probably like $250, $275 because I want a T-shirt. I want to meet you guys. I want to have a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
That will cost you to meet. I'm just kidding. That'll
meet Doogie, be $200.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
She's charging for autographs. Like she's one of those people at those Comic-Con things where they want $50 for an autograph. Or
Lou
something.
Frigno.
Yeah.
That bastard.
Doug, all right, we'll see you in a few weeks. Right, thank you, my man. Roverfest tickets are available at roverradio.com. It is Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain with Shinedown, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Jon, Big Boy from Outkast, All That Remains, Red Sun Rising, and Fireworks from American Fireworks. The Miss Morning Glory competition, and it's hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
50 days, baby.
Is that what it is? 50 days
Count
away?
Count it down.
Whole thing brought to you by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan. Tickets are on sale at roverradio.com. We'll be right back with the Shizzy, the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory supports a climate's right to choose. Gay warming, bans on assault marriage, and background checks for women's rights.
Where's the outrage over that?
Now back to the show.
Oh, Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news, what do you have?
Well, we knew that we were going to have a spelling bee winner, and I am going to tell you who won, what was the word, and I wonder if you can spell it. I don't even know what the word means, so
okay.
Good luck to you.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Charlie, do you have the body cam of the... remember the girl who was arrested on the beach and people said that the cops were so bad and there was an investigation?
I don't have that.
You don't have the body cam of that?
No, I can get it.
Grab that.
Cops punched her in the head, right?
That's right.
That girl?
White girl. And people are talking about how... I think the cops were... put on leave and all of that. And I said, there's got to be more to this story. I think the body cam will show you what happened. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
President Trump is expecting North Korean officials to visit the White House today, and they're going to deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un. Discussions about the possible summit June 12th are continuing. It's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. I don't know what the hell's going on. I swear to God, I don't know what...
This is.
I don't know if it's on or if it's off.
It's on.
Is it?
I think it's on.
What's with the letter?
Like, I think it's going to happen. They're going to make sure.
Okay.
Trump really wants it to happen, doesn't
sure.
he?
Meanwhile, he's pardoning all these damn people. He's hanging with Kim Kardashian. Like, what's going on? It's crazy. So he's got that letter coming today about the summit because he's really focused on that. But the Trump administration yesterday caused a little bit of an issue because they slapped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. So there are a lot of people
all the countries
pissed.
That are our enemies.
Yes, a lot of people are really, really upset. And so we will see prices increase. And the other countries are like, we're your friends. We are on the same side. If you're going to raise those taxes, then we'll do the same thing.
Yeah, so they're going to do that.
Yeah.
So on things that we export to those countries, they're going to place tariffs, so we'll end up exporting less. That will
cause
jobs to be lost.
Of course.
What could go wrong?
Of course. All right. So let's go to Hawaii. We have a new issue, and we have a new warning.
This is lava. More or less lava. I'm so sick of this volcano.
This is serious. Do you not want me to?
No, go ahead. I'm just, it's
every day.
Yeah, right.
It's more lava.
Okay. I don't know.
Anybody die?
All residents have been ordered of a certain area, designated portion of this island. There's some development on the island. You must evacuate. They're telling people of a certain area, you've got to get out because we have new threats.
She must not be able to pronounce the area or the island.
Lailani Estates? How's that? Does it matter? The mayor declared a roughly 17-block swath of the estates off-limits indefinitely and gave residents 24 hours to get out. You got to get out. It's very dangerous. So, and then I also read that there were like 5 or 6 other areas that are like lava could be flowing out of different volcanoes that are active as well. You're like staring at me up and down. What's going on?
No, I'm not. I'm
looking at me and looking at the
looking
screen.
Looking at the shadow on your face. I'm trying to...
The sunlight.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, this usually helps. Yeah. Okay. The 2018 Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today, Rover. Just want you to know that because I was right and you were wrong a few days ago. I didn't say anything.
No, that was Snitz.
It was you. Don't blame Snitz.
I lived in Florida.
No, it was you.
I lived through Hurricane Andrew.
I was through
it. Yeah.
Got evacuated and everything. Yeah.
You don't know when hurricane
scared?
Season is.
Yeah, of course. My wife's work was destroyed. Yeah.
Which hurricane?
Andrew.
And that was 1992.
I just got married that. Same month or a month after that.
Weren't you on the other side of Florida, like inland?
No, I was in Lauderdale. So, nice try.
So, did you lose everything? Were you in an apartment, in a house?
We lost a lot of money, yeah, because my wife was out of work for like a month. I was out of work for a little bit, and we got back into,
Is your house okay, though?
It was an apartment, a couple trees down, but our apartment's okay. Yeah.
Okay. That'd be scary. And you left, right? You fled? Like, we was went, like, I wouldn't.
Yeah, we went across the state to my grandparents' house, which is in Fort Myers. It was. And it followed us right across the state. So kind of knocked down stuff over there, too, but not as bad.
Okay. All right, so we have a winner for this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. This was in Maryland. This was late yesterday. And I don't know the meaning of this word. I have the winner. You have the video. This is a 14-year-old.
Please.
I don't know who the girl is.
Just repeat the word.
Bewusstseinslage.
May I please have the definition?
A state of consciousness or a feeling devoid of sensory components.
Can I have all the information, please? Oh.
What is the word?
Bewusstseinslage. It's a noun. It's from an originally German word. A Bewusstseinslage is a state of consciousness or a feeling devoid of sensory components, as in Dr. Dieter described his son's attitude toward academic matters as an apathetic Bewusstseinslage.
Can you please repeat both pronunciations?
Oh, you nerd! Let's do it.
They're very slight variants. So, Bewusstseinslage and Bewusstseinslage.
Bewusstseinslage.
German, very true to its phonetic structure, but that's a long word with a lot of syllables and a lot of letters to navigate through.
Get it out!
She's typing it. Already.
Can you please repeat the word?
Oh my God.
Come on.
Are you kidding?
Bewusstseinslage.
Bewusstseinslage. B E W U S T S S E I N S L A G E, Bewusstseinslage.
Oh!
Bewusstseinslage is spelled B E W U S S T S E I N S L A G E.
Thank you.
So she lost.
Leave the stage. She's the first in the round. If Karthik spells this next word and another one correctly, he'll be the champ. If he misses either one, she's right back in.
That was Mesa.
Karthik Nemani, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2018 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion.
And this is Karthik.
Did he win last year?
Karthik Nemani is his name.
Koinonia.
Koinonia, may I have the definition?
No.
Oh my God.
Intimate spiritual communion and participative sharing in a common religious commitment and spiritual community.
May I have the language of origin?
No.
Greek.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
There's koinonia and kinonia.
May I have the part of speech?
Oh my God.
Noun.
Can you please repeat the word?
Koinonia, kinonia.
Koinonia. K O I N O N I A koinonia.
That is correct.
What an easy word.
Yeah, compared to hers,
people are saying that this is like, I don't personally know, but this is a well-known word, but more well-known than what she had.
Oh,
and
really?
Hers is way longer.
When I was in eighth grade, I was in the spelling bee, and I was in the finals.
You? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. He just threw it out there. We gotta catch that ball. Yeah. We gotta test little Nads.
Well, there was a girl that was there, and her word was bureaucracy.
Uh huh.
And mine was marmalade. They wanted me to win, so I won. I could not spell bureaucracy.
Spell it.
No, I can't. Okay, let me try.
I'm gonna try. I just wrote mine out. Okay, go.
Google it. So you know what the.
I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. I haven't Googled it, but I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. I think I can spell that.
Bureaucracy.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No.
Trump
administration.
The Trump administration is a crazy bureaucracy.
Well-oiled.
Bureaucracy. B-E-A.
Wrong.
Can I try? Bureaucracy. B, I can't read it from what I wrote. B U R E A U C R A C Y.
She saw my computer.
I think you put the R in there.
No, she got it right.
Damn it.
I did not see his computer.
Because I pulled it up. I have a huge thing on my screen.
Oh, you have it over there?
Yeah, it's huge.
I can't. He's lying. Nope, I got
it. It's right here.
No, I'll do it. No, I'm not.
Different word.
I'll bet you $100.
Different word for her.
So I went to districts. So I ended up going to the districts spelling bee championship.
Why?
I swear to God. So the word was monstrous. And I had, like, can you repeat the word? And they were really emphasizing. They're like, monstrous. Monstrous. And I look in the crowd, and my parents are there, and my mom is mouthing the words, monster-us, making it three syllables. She was cheating for me, so I spelled like that, M-O-N-S-T-E-R-O-U-S. Oh, ding.
Not S-T-R-O-U-S.
M-O-N-S-T-R-O-U-S. That's how it's spelled.
So you
I tried cheating.
Listen to Mom and Nads, and she ruined your spelling bee.
I know. Took my glory.
Oh, God. It is National Donut Day. That's awesome. I love today. I know a lot of fans love when we do National Whatever Day. Today, eat a donut. And then, do you know that there was a walk-off last night? Did you watch the press conference with LeBron James?
I saw it today.
You did?
Yes. I love when they do that.
We have a lot of clips here, Rover.
Yeah, so do you want me to end the shizzy and you can just do Warriors-Cavs talk and you can play it?
Okay. All right.
All right, that's the shizzy, my friend, on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover Fest X, melting your face with Shine Down, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Jon, Big Boy from Outkast, All That Remains, Red Sun Rising. Plus, the Miss Morning Glory competition and fireworks from American Fireworks. Hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
I'm the machine! Cut it!
Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorraine.
Rain or shine lineup subject to change.
Tickets are on sale now. Just go to roverradio.com. Rover Fest. Presented by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan. And Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, so there was a walk-off as... during a press conference, okay.
Well, don't go to that first.
No.
That's the end. That's the...
The first thing that seems to have gone wrong was Kevin Durant.
Okay.
That video.
Oh, God, who's an outstanding defender.
And I'm going to make Nick Young shoot the ball if I can.
Durant on the drive. Slices inside. Offensive foul. One official calling a charge. Looked at the other. And LeBron James steps in and draws the charge on Durant. For Kevin Durant, his second personal foul.
And they, so they charge, call that charge, but then they reverse this, right?
It's the last 2 minutes, so you can go to the replay to determine whether he was outside of the circle or if he was there in time. That's the only time in the game you can review a foul call. And I've never seen this in this situation.
That's a foul, right?
So they called it on the floor. They called it a Kevin Durant offensive foul. They go to the replay, and then they end up charging LeBron with the foul. Kevin Durant goes and shoots two free throws and ties the game.
I did watch the play, Mike. It's really a difficult, difficult play. They're looking at the replay to see if James is in the restricted area, which under 2 minutes they're allowed to. Then once they look to see if he's in the restricted area or not, they could also change the call if they feel he's not in a legal guarding position.
Now, that was just changed recently the last couple of years. It used to be only looking at the restricted area, but now...
They said LeBron James was moving, I think.
Yes, and it's actually the correct call, but I've never seen them reverse a call like this.
Is he moving? It looks like his feet are on the ground. He stopped.
No, see how his... Look at his body. Look at his body's going into him.
Because as I look, he's starting his upward motion, and it looks
like... But even this official, who used to be an NBA official, said you can't reverse that. They reversed it.
I don't even blame that for the loss.
Well, then you have...
I don't even care.
You're blaming the wrong guy.
You have Hill... Trying for a free throw here.
This is what I blame.
So he makes one, and he has one more to make. And if he makes this, he wins the game.
Yeah, this is right. This
it's
is
a
why
clutch
they lost.
Free throw. You make this, you win.
So the game.
It's not JR.
He did tie the game though first.
All right, you're on the right.
He so he's there's 4.7 seconds left. This guy's shooting a free throw.
Clutched free throw.
He misses. But then what happens after the miss is really what is the issue.
Yeah.
Hill misses. Rebound goes to the Cavs. J.R. Smith brings it back out. Throws it to Hill. Hill shot blocked. And we'll go to overtime. You get the feeling J.R. Smith thought they had the lead.
They didn't know the score.
I think exactly. That's a bad mistake by J.R. Smith.
And LeBron James was trying to get a timeout.
And LeBron James is wide open at the top when he gets the rebound.
And they had a timeout left. Let's watch it again. Great job from Smith to get the rebound, but dribble it away.
He's got to go back up right there. He's under the basket, right? He dribbles it out.
They had timeouts. Call a timeout.
I mean, this is
I'm going to read his lips. Mad. Just watch this again.
He goes, I thought we were up.
No, he didn't.
Yes, read his lips, Nads.
Oh, he was talking after the game.
If they were up.
Well, of course he's saying that. He's backtracking now.
Well, there's no other reason to take it back out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You think you're up by one.
You think you're up. You want to run out the clock and win the game.
Exactly. LeBron came up to him and he goes, what the hell are you doing? He goes, I thought we were up.
If you were up, I could understand why you wouldn't want to put it up for a shot right then, because if you don't. If you miss, even if you make it, really, it gives the Warriors the ball back.
Yeah.
Now, if you're trying to run out the clock, if you think you're up by one, that's what you do. So he dribbles it. I mean, he's under the. He rebounds the missed free throw from under the basket. He's right there. You would put that right back up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right up.
And exactly. There's still time. He could even find someone else. He can pass, but he dribbled the half court.
No, you put that right back up. You cannot miss that shot. Mm-mm. And at a minimum, you get fouled right there.
Make the goddamn free throw, first of all. Second of all, know the score. That's the most J.R. Smith move of all time. He's a dumbass.
Well, listen to Nads.
Well, Nads, b-ball expert.
Yeah, let's do it.
Super fan.
Then you have Tristan Thompson and Draymond Green.
Draymond?
Who's Draymond?
Draymond? How do you say it?
We just did a game yesterday.
Okay, I'm sorry. Not the basketball expert.
There's about a three-second difference, shot clock and game clock. The ongoing conversation between James and Klay Thompson.
This is overtime. The Cavs
and it started with Curry, Mike. Durant to Livingston. Livingston will pull up the jump shot. That won't go. And Tristan. A late whistle and a foul on Tristan Thompson, who's just been thrown out of the game.
Now watch Draymond Green in the background. He starts waving and clapping at him.
Now Green and Tristan Thompson going at it with 2.6 remaining.
So he just shoved the basketball in his face. Didn't hit him. Didn't throw a punch. He was thrown out of the game. That was a bad call, too.
Why'd they throw him out?
They said that he purposely elbowed the guy who was taking a shot. But if you watch the replay on that, it didn't happen. It literally did not happen. Let's see if I can... go if they show you a replay later. I guess not. But he didn't elbow the guy.
Rover, you didn't watch enough NBA Finals games whenever the year ends like this. Do you think they would have reversed that call if that game was in Cleveland? If the Cavs were at home? The LeBron foul?
You're saying they would be afraid of a riot? Is what
not
you're
even
saying?
That. I mean, obviously the refs are influenced by home court, I feel like.
Oh, I don't know, but there were a few bad calls there at the end of the game, like three or four, that all went against the Cavaliers.
Here's a dumb question, but do they have home refs?
No.
I was just going to say, so if it's, wouldn't that be more biased? Wouldn't they bring refs in from all over the country?
Do.
Okay, so why would it?
Because the crowd's there, he's saying.
They're influenced. It is what it is. Like, usually the home team ends up with more free throws. That's just the way it goes.
And then finally, I did not see this because I went to sleep right after this game was over.
The walk-off.
And LeBron James does a walk-off during his press conference. Okay. All right.
LeBron, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. From listening to everybody's reaction to the play at the end with JR getting the rebound, there's still confusion about whether JR thought the game was tied or whether he thought you guys were ahead. From where you stood on the court and from talking to him after the play, What's your reaction to it? What's your version?
What do you mean, what's my version?
Well, did he think that the game was tied, or did he think that you guys had it salted away?
How do I know that?
or did you discuss it at all with him at the end of the play?
No. They asked me if I talked to JR about it. I said no already. I knew it was a tie game. We was down one. George Hill went up. He made the first one. We got the offensive rebound. You know, I thought we were all aware of what was going on. That's my view. So I don't know what JR was thinking. I don't know the question that you're trying to ask.
I was just trying to see if you knew exactly what his state of mind was. Did he think that you guys had it won, or did he think he was trying to make a play? No. Not sure.
Okay. What do you mean, I'm not sure? No, I don't know his state of mind.
Did you know if he knew the score?
He does the walk-off.
Yes. I love it.
What dude just got to let it go?
No, I love it. Yeah, that guy kept pressing on and on. He's like, what do you want?
I love that. He just lost.
Well, I don't believe that there was no discussion about it. You don't ask, why did you do that?
No, LeBron went straight up to him after that happened, was yelling, like, what the hell was that about?
Of course he did.
Of course he knows.
Yes. So that guy knew the answer.
But LeBron made it clear that he wasn't going to answer the guy's question, and the guy asked seven more times.
I love it.
Yeah, I think the guy should have asked. Why won't LeBron answer?
You get one question. That guy had six questions. And I've seen that guy before from ESPN.
Yeah.
That's a famous guy.
Oh, that's good.
Well.
And then they have the weird outfits. What's with the khakis? Or not the suits when they arrive at the arena? They were doing capris, the team members. We're doing capri suits.
LeBron had straight up shorts on.
And that, well, it started with capris, and then yesterday they arrived. He's got shorts on.
And like, suit shorts.
Why are they doing that?
That's a new look.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that is
a bunch of memes. Yeah,
that is a little silly.
Why do they do that?
Well, they make them wear suits.
So, but why do shorts or capris?
Nad says they were winless when they wear suits
in the Boston series. They were. They were wear suits and they were winless. And then when they just showed up to the games in street clothes, they won four games. Hmm. Now they're winless in this series when you wear suits and shorts.
Yep.
Can't win.
So hopefully they won't try that again.
Okay.
All right. I've got to take a break. So the Cavaliers lost that game in overtime. They're down now.
Game two.
Warriors
Sunday.
Are up one game to nothing. Yep. Game two is Sunday. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Wants to tell you how he really feels, but he wasn't born with enough middle fingers to express himself.
You guys. All right, here we go.
Rover's Morning Glory.
There was a Mary Elizabeth sighting last night, 8:30 p.m., walking down the street with the kids, wearing a full winter heavy coat.
Yesterday?
Yep, yesterday.
Wasn't it 90 yesterday at one point?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wearing a full heavy winter coat, according to the sighting. Your wife likes to wear winter coats just year-round, right?
I keep telling her it's 90 degrees. You're gonna melt in this thing. Why do you? I don't know. I think she's sensitive about her body and everything like that and everything. And I guess it's just a habit she's always had. I try to get her out of it, but sometimes to no avail. I said, "You're gonna melt in that thing one day." I mean, literally melt, because I wouldn't even wear a winter coat in 90 degree weather.
Where was she going? You know,
probably taking the kids out to eat.
Oh, she was with the kids.
Yeah,
8:30 last night.
Where were you at?
Are they done with school?
I think they're out of school now. I think this is.
I think they're out of school now.
I think they're done, Rover. I think yesterday was the last day. Well, this will probably be their last week. So
this is probably their last
week. Are your kids out of school?
My last daughter in high school is done. Yes, but okay.
So they're out of school. Though.
Well, she's a senior.
Because they both go to Lakewood.
So it's a little different.
They go through Snitzer. If Snitzer's kids are out, your kids are out.
That's right.
It's a little different because she was out last week she's a senior. The rest of the school was still in school this week.
Okay.
Yeah. It's safe to say it's their last week. So
okay.
That's safe to say.
Safe to say. We think. Doogie, your daughter is out of school now?
Yes. She cried.
Why did she cry?
She would not stop hugging her teacher. Oh, my gosh.
And she cried?
She...
Girls are so different than boys.
She was in bed last night. I posted this on Instagram, a picture of a countdown that I do. We have, like, GFS 8 is coming up next week, but it's Chicago. It's not a party. So we have these days. When's Christmas? When's this? She goes, can you please add when the first day of school is so I know how many days I have to go until I can go back?
She wants to go back to school.
She wants to see her friends.
That's insane.
Yeah. That will change over time.
Maybe, but I makes me happy that she loves her teachers.
Boy,
and the
I hated school.
And
I planned on, like, I remember I couldn't wait to leave school the last day, and then I was on the bus, double middle fingers to all the teachers as I was leaving. And I was at a Catholic school, and I couldn't wait. Hated them.
Oh, yeah, you rip up your notebooks. It was
like, yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Do you guys remember anything from second grade? That's what G is in, right? Or
yes,
was
sir.
In?
Yeah.
I remember my teacher's name from second grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Name and that's remember? About it, yeah.
Yeah, name, how she looked, and that was about it.
I don't remember anything, but I remember things from that age, but
like
second
what?
Grade specifically, I don't remember anything specifically from second grade.
Because Doogie goes all out, like goes to the first day of school, last day of school, room mom to take care of Gia, but she's not even going to remember this.
No,
we won't. Do cupcakes. She bought cupcakes for the teachers, like her first grade teacher she bought a cupcake for, her third grade teacher, the principal. Like we are so lucky. I love where we're at. And then they had a talent show, and the fourth graders, the girls were coming off the stage, and as they were leaving, we're all in the gymnasium sweating our butts off, and the fourth grade girls were all in a group, and they started sobbing. Because that was it. It was the last day of school. And so I started crying. I'm like,
oh my God.
I know. It was so sad to see the kids. It's, why are you making fun of me?
Because it's just so weird.
Yeah, like a mother crying over the last
I understand
day of
at least the fourth graders were crying because they're going to have a whole summer off.
And they're moving to middle school?
Yeah, they're moving to a different school.
Yeah, but you just watching other kids crying and then you start crying.
A touching moment for me. It was sweet. So.
Speaking of touching, let me read an email here about NADS.
Oh,
who do you touch now?
That's weird.
This is from an anonymous person who says, Rover, you hit the nail right on the head when NADS was describing how his dad grabbed him by his hair to discipline him and threw him into the house. So, NADS, you told us yesterday that your dad grabbed you by the hair. He was angry over what? Some baseball game?
Or yeah, me and my brother and my neighbor were playing home run derby, and my brother hit the ball foul, and then my brother was claiming it was fair, uh-huh. And I was laughing, and my dad grabbed me by the hair and threw me in my room.
Now, is that your older brother or younger brother?
I don't have a younger brother.
Okay, I didn't know if he was older or younger. So he's older.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was crying over, I mean, usually it's the opposite way. Usually it's the younger brother the one who's crying.
We were both pretty young, and he's a year and a half older than me, 18 months.
This anonymous source goes on to say, Rover said that sounded abusive. Yeah, I mean, I we were talking about spanking yesterday, and I said, spank your kids, and otherwise they'll turn out like NADS. And NADS is like, no, I was spanked. And then he tells a story about how his dad grabbed him by the hair and threw him around. And I said, well, geez, it sounds abusive.
Yeah, don't hit your kids at all now.
Well, spank, you can spank, but... this person says, I grew up with NADS. His dad was great. A number one coach, treated the other kids great, taught them a lot, and was great friends with all of his players' parents. What did he coach?
Baseball, basketball.
He was harsher with his own, but maybe that's natural. But when it came to discipline inside the house without others seeing or hearing, it was a different story. According to this person.
How would this person know inside the house?
Seriously, how would they?
Well, they go on. They tell a story. I was there.
Okay.
When Mr. H, that's Papa NADS, was angry at both of his boys. He grabbed Drew out of the car by his hair and threw him onto the ground. He then went back and grabbed NADS by the hair and threw him into the house. Mama NADS was trying to get Drew yelling at Papa Ned's to stop. His dad came out of the house and rubbed Drew's face in the dirt and picked him up by his hair and dragged him into the house. I ran away. I'm sure that wasn't the first or last time that something like that happened.
First of all, I think this is garbage to accuse my father of abusing his children. I told a story on air. I was probably disciplined a handful of times. I remember them because that was not normal. So to like drag my dad through the dirt and even just read that is stupid. Like, because this is just dumb. And
see,
like,
but why are you getting all defensive? So if somebody said that my dad slapped me across the face, I threw an Atari, the console, and I threw it at the TV, and he took his hand and he just went boom, and he smacked me right across the face, and I was hysterical. So if somebody tomorrow were to call in or write a letter and say, I know that her dad did A, B, C, and D, I would say, okay. No, it didn't happen. I wouldn't get defensive about it. And well, I wouldn't say somebody's dragging my dad through the mud.
Well, no, I even felt bad saying yesterday. I was disciplined and I told the truth about that. But at the end of the day, I mean, you guys all the time and everybody just blames my parents for how I turned out. That has nothing to do with them. They were the best parents. You guys have met my family. They're awesome. They're amazing. I'm the horrible person. Like, I'm the bad kid. Like, I'm
terrible.
You have
to blame somebody. So did this, who do
you
blame?
You're saying that this didn't happen?
Not like this at all. No. I mean, the story that I told, I was dragged by my hair and he threw me in my room because I was being an a-hole to my brother. But to think that he took my brother's head and rubbed it in the dirt, that's outrageous. Not even close to that.
But he does have...
Well, you were inside the house, according to this story.
Yeah, I don't even know this story. I don't know if he's talking about the same thing. But I mean, because when I was grabbed by the hair and thrown in my room, that was a one-time thing. In the car, he would grab my hair sometimes when I was messing with my brother. That was it. There was such a defining moment and significant moment in my life that I remember it like it was yesterday. But I mean, my brother was not at fault at all.
They grabbed you out of the hair out of the car and threw you into the house?
No. Only one time I remember it specifically is in the front yard, grabbed me by the hair, took me in the house, and put me in my room.
Let me read the rest of this email here. Is that why Papa Nads pays for Nads? Is it because of the guilt?
From what, 20 years ago? 25 years ago?
Yeah.
No, I just think he babies him. He's the only kid he has left.
He goes on, or he or she, I don't know, this is an anonymous male, and says that Drew, that's Nads' brother, Drew always told me that his dad hated him and couldn't stand anything about him.
Oh, man.
But Nads' dad appeared to be a great guy, a great neighbor, etc., but I don't know how he was with the family.
He hated his son?
Is that true?
No.
Did your brother feel that your dad hated him?
No. Like, my brother, he was different. I mean, he was probably closer to my mom. He was probably closer to me. But him and my dad did activities all the time. My dad would do a lot of stuff with him. I don't feel like he would feel that way. I mean, I don't know. We can't ask him, but I don't think he would feel that way.
And that's the extent of the email there.
Would you say your brother was an addict?
Of course, yeah.
So my sister is an addict.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, that's her. My mom hates me. My dad, everybody hates me. That's what she would say all the time. She still says it all the time now. My mom hates me. Nobody hates you. So I think they feel different or isolated. So maybe he did think that his dad was hard on him, and maybe he did think that he hated him.
I had a different life than he did. I mean, I had more friends. I was doing better in school. I played sports. So, and he was incredibly intelligent, but he didn't do well. He had Asperger's. So he didn't do well in school, but he excelled in other ways. I mean, he was building computers. He was the most knowledgeable person I've ever met in my life. But in terms of social structure, it was completely different. So I think he had some resentment towards that, and that affected his life in different ways. But then
did your dad try to, he probably couldn't understand that, right?
Yeah, my dad couldn't understand me either, especially now. Like, he doesn't get it. I mean, either mental health.
No one does. None of us understand dads.
You're drinking again.
He's the most normal person in the world. So he doesn't, it's just like, hey, you're anxious? Stop feeling that way. You're depressed? Get happier.
The other thing that I got a lot of emails about yesterday regarding Nads was that Nads tried to cheat in the ball kicking contest.
What?
It's right. when Dieter kicked him in the balls, he tried to jump at the same time to time it, to take out some of the impact. I don't know if I have that. Let me see if I can pull up this clip here.
I have a still image of what they're talking about. This is right before it hits him, and he's on tippy toes.
How much further does the leg go up?
Looks like another 4 to 6 inches.
Okay.
Can we see the next still frame of him absolutely clobbering my testicles? It worked really well, guys.
The anticipation.
Whatever tricks I was pulling.
Tippy toes. Yeah, that's cheating.
This hurt until 7 p.m. last night. And it would go away. I'm
Did you ice your balls or anything?
Put ice on them. I'm like, I didn't know what to do. And it would go away. And I'm like, and that was the best feeling in the world. I felt like $1 million. And then all of a sudden it would come in a wave where it would just hurt so bad, cripple me.
You want to see this?
Yeah, I haven't even seen it.
All right, so watch this here. This is it in real time.
Oh, God.
Watch. 2, 1, kick.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Oh, wow.
Now, if you want to go back and watch it in slow motion, Dieter.
Yeah, let me
see.
Yeah,
frame by frame.
Frame by frame.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Your leg is just going to start to kick.
Oh,
look,
no.
He's already going up. You
How
see
did
that?
You not just stand there and see that? Yeah.
What a pussy. What a pussy I am.
What's happening right now in this frame?
Yeah, what's this?
He is off the ground. Seriously.
Oh,
I might have been on my tippy toes, but Dieter lifted me up.
Well, then he does.
Like he's riding a horse.
He's off the ground.
He is off. Whoa, like
for three frames?
What a pussy.
He looks like he's
God, I'm such a pussy.
There was 6 frames of video. He was off the ground.
Oh, God.
So he's... There he is. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
you can see
6, 7, 8, 9. About a tenth of a second.
I'm confused. So what's the problem if I did jump? What?
Because you got to be flat on the ground.
What did I accomplish by jumping?
It
I was trying to avoid his leg.
It definitely takes away some of the impact, for
you
sure.
You think lifting off the ground a half an inch took anything away from what
he
did to my
bit,
balls?
A little bit.
My balls were still there.
If you were going down, that would have contributed more. It would have hurt more.
That's what
probably
should have done.
My balls were still a hanging target.
Uh-huh.
They went up half an inch, and Dieter punted them into the outer space.
Yeah, I am sore today. My whole foot is
from
sore.
Kicking
oh
him
my
in the
god!
Nuts?
Yes,
you didn't even get me with your foot. You got me with your shin.
The whole area is sore. I'm walking with a limp. I gotta see it one more time, Rover. How
god.
Far it comes off.
Oh yeah, it wasn't
oh
even the
my
foot.
God.
It was the shin, indeed.
I mean, it's the foot. The foot got the tape.
No, that's
I just wanted to make sure.
Your foot is behind him.
Okay, Rover, I wanted to make sure that everything was covered. Look at that. Holy, I didn't know he came off.
Wow. So Nads was belted there.
Yeah, it's like a punch. If you get punched and you go with it, it's going to take a
Dieter,
little bit away with it.
Do you
want
to see you getting kicked in the nuts?
Not really.
This is it in real time. Okay.
Do I come off the ground? Oh, yeah.
So
I got
Dieter
it just as bad.
Dieter just stands there.
That's a man right there.
Dieter's, it's almost like, are your eyes closed?
I think I'm looking forward. Because.
So frame by frame.
Maybe they are closed.
And he gets you with the foot.
Yeah.
Dude.
You didn't move until...
Well, yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it, Rover.
I don't think Nads went 100% on his
that's,
kick.
Oh, dude, he's stepping
he
into...
Would, no, it was a gentleman. I was being a gentleman about it.
Step kick. That was like a karate kick. The crane kick.
His back of his feet did come up a little bit.
Not before.
I tried hurting you, and you tried ending me.
So that was the other comments I was getting about Nads was that he was trying to jump. He was trying to time his jump up.
I never saw that because I'm looking, for the kick, trying to line it up. I can't believe he came off the ground, though.
Do you think it was the force of your kick or was it him jumping at the same time?
That's the question. If he was flat-footed, would he come off the ground with the kick?
I don't know.
It's like momentum was carrying him up, but then my foot... completely elevated him.
Launched him.
I was trying to get him up into the ceiling.
All right, we do have the shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
I have a lot of stuff coming up. The LA Clippers star from their team had taken a cocktail of something, and this is information regarding what killed him, what was in his system. I'll give you those updates as far as what was in his system next.
The LA Clippers star?
Russell Butler is what she's talking about.
Oh.
I'll have that for you.
Who's that?
An ex-player from like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. So not really a star.
Not a star at all.
Wait to hear what was in his system, though.
Okay, former player. All right, we'll be right back with the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
You might be fat, but look at the bright side. It makes you harder to kidnap.
Just forget it.
Yep, you'll get hours of positivity listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
Shizzy is coming up. The news. What do you have, Dougie?
I want to make Jeffrey smile, so I am going to do a story just for him regarding Top Gun.
All right.
We get a little glimpse of Tom Cruise and the filming of Top Gun, the second movie.
Yeah, I saw something on Variety.com yesterday that they had just started filming.
There you go.
Top Gun 2?
Yep.
Yeah. The image show.
Okay.
Save it for the story.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, I got a question for you. So after watching that RMG video yesterday in the morning, Mads and Dieter, did you pee blood last night?
Ooh. I was expecting to. I kept checking every single time, and the first pee I did, it felt like I was peeing glass.
Really?
It hurt. That might just be the gonorrhea, though. I didn't know. Like, I thought there was a real issue. And then it was smooth sailing from there in terms of my pee, but my balls hurt the whole day.
Dieter, any blood in your urine?
No blood. Just a throbbing. Just kind of a constant, like, throbbing.
Ron, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, how's it going, Rover?
Hey, man.
So, I got a poem for Dougie. Would you guys like to hear it?
Oh, a poem for Dougie. All right. I'm sure it's going to be a knockout. How long is it? Is it short?
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
Poopity, scoopity, whoopity. I hate you, Dougie. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Dougie Radio is not for you. Oh, how I love Rover's Morning Glory. Besides when Dougie tells those terrible news stories. Rover, how smart you are. Always have to have a side chick to pay for your car. Dougie, you troll. Your hair is so messy. Who could be more disgusting? Oh, Jeffrey. Yo, Rover, that tape you made, never show it. Bestiality will put you to shame. Dougie, you witch. I'm going to make you my slave like Taco Bell made Jeffrey their blank.
Bitch. Uh-huh. All right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Good
He's
job.
He's worked hard. All right, Ron.
Thank you.
The Rover's Born in Glory poet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sorry you hate me.
He delivered that with such zest, such zeal, right?
Energy.
Oh, yes.
Animated.
Yeah.
Like he was up on stage.
Poopity scoopity. I hate you, Dougie.
Are you ready for the shizzy, Dougie?
I am.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Does anyone know of a RMG show member that is a know-it-all, that thinks they're always right, the annoying personality that can do no wrong?
Yeah, you.
Me? You! I'm talking about you. You always think you're right. You know everything.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Compared to you guys, yes.
Well, whatever. So, no one likes a know-it-all, Rover. I don't know if you know this. And there's a news story that says annoying know-it-alls who are convinced they are always right really are less informed about the world than their peers. Scientists have confirmed this, my friend.
Uh-huh.
So I officially know more than you do because you're that annoying know-it-all.
Right.
You're not?
I know you're an idiot. That's what I know for sure.
And I actually have proof how annoying you are with something that you were on your high horse about.
What's that?
You want me to tell you now? You want me to save it for after
the
shizzy?
I don't care. You, whatever you want.
I'm going to save it for after the shizzy.
Okay. All right.
Put this one aside. So there was an emergency landing, and people were vomiting on the flight. So what was so horrible that would cause this flight to have an emergency landing? It was a smell, and it was actually coming from a passenger. The man in question smelled so bad that the tourists started fainting. They were vomiting after the plane took off, and it was in the Netherlands. And one passenger who was on board the flight described the smell of the man as unbearable. He said it was like he didn't wash himself or hadn't washed himself for several weeks. Several passengers got sick and puked.
Oh, my God.
I got into a cab one time in Chicago, and I'm telling you, it was the worst smell. This was 10 years ago, more than that. And I'll never forget that smell or that morning riding to work in that cab. And it was unbelievable. The B.O. coming from this guy was pungent, man. It must have been like the same thing. I could understand how I had to hold my breath.
You would puke?
You'd almost puke?
Yeah, it was that bad. I almost puked. It was that bad.
Okay. Well, they said that they had reportedly tried to quarantine the passenger in one of the bathrooms of the Boeing 737 before pilots took the action just to say, we can't. We got to just divert the flight.
How do you say that? You go, can you go in the bathroom for the rest of the flight? You smell so bad.
Sir, you're causing these people to puke because you reek.
But
get the hell out of here.
But they can't just say that to him.
You have
That's
to.
That's crazy.
You have to. I don't
we
know how.
We had a smelly kid at school.
Oh, everybody had that.
Well, he had an actual problem. And he was in a class before mine. You'd walk down the hallway and it smelled like kind of like burnt sausage poop, like a combination of those two things, mm-hmm. and BO. Mm-hmm. And the teacher, I'd get to my class and the teacher would have to move his desk away because it was actually where my desk is supposed to be. But you couldn't sit in the desk after him. You weren't legally allowed or something because it was that horrific. So the teacher would have to move the desk out of the way and then move my desk into place and then wipe down his desk every day. And I really think it affected his life. I mean,
you think?
You could just tell 5 minutes after he walked down the hallway, you'd know that he was in that room. He had been there recently.
And what do you think was the root cause of this?
He had a disease of some kind, some sort of disease.
A disease that made him stink like burnt poop?
Or he didn't shower. He didn't take a bath as a kid.
No, it was deeper than that.
There's one show, I forget what show it was, but there's a woman who smells like fish. That's what happens. Like her body just emanates a fish odor.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's a disease that people have.
Hmm. Okay. You know the deadbeat son that we've talked about? The jobless 30-year-old who still lives in his parents' home? He's scrambling to pack up his crap. Eviction day is today, noon. He's got to get the hell out. And he doesn't know how to. He doesn't know if he can do it because he can't pack up his stuff.
I heard Alex Jones, the radio guy, or not radio guy, the internet guy.
Yes.
Gave this guy $3,000.
He did.
For some reason. Why would you give that loser $3,000? Why don't you give that to someone that is trying to better themselves or has done something great? $3,000 to this deadbeat kid whose parents had to take him to court because he's been living at home for 10 years, paying no rent, and refuses to leave? Why give him $3,000?
It's crazy how people have come out to a Home Depot employee offered to pay for this guy's moving expenses after he complained he was too broke to fly the coop. And he declined. Like, people are, you'll have this job, I'll pay. Like, people
are saying.
Did he
take a job yet?
As far as I know, he doesn't have a job.
In the original story, he said he had a job, but he wouldn't say what it was.
He won't reveal.
I don't think he has
one. So he doesn't have, it's just like an internet job, maybe?
But if somebody's offering you a job, you
take it. He doesn't want to work. Well, no, he doesn't. He thinks
it's so much easier to sit at home.
Yes.
Whatever. This is a really awesome car, the last 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon, one of the most powerful production cars ever produced, has rolled off the line. It's the last one. It's kind of the king of the muscle cars. Do you remember that when you were growing up? It's a beautiful car.
Yeah, that's sweet.
It was part of a limited run that ended yesterday, or actually Wednesday, at the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles assembly plant in Canada.
So they're not making those anymore.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, my dad used to drive one of those back in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of my dad's first car selling jobs, he used to work for a Dodge dealership.
Probably a chick magnet with that car.
Well, he was already married to my mom already.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, like, Challenger, I mean, it looks just much the way the car was originally built in the 60s, only it's the 60s version of the Challenger was a little longer. This one was a little shorter. It's the same body, same pretty much body shape.
So are you done? So do you remember a few months ago the story that we had talked about, former L.A. Clippers player Rajual Butler? Him and his wife were in a car accident in L.A. They were in a Range Rover, and they jumped a curb. They hit like a bunch of poles, and then
I vaguely remember
both
this
dead
story,
right there on the scene.
Yeah.
Well, the toxicology reports have come back, and his blood alcohol level was 0.118. There was an empty box of tequila found inside of his car behind the passenger seat, and they said that the 38-year-old had weed, alcohol, painkillers, and methamphetamine as well in his system when
he was
killed.
He's doing it all.
Yeah, January 31st when that accident. Both dead right there on the scene. That's how bad the crash was. So those reports have
just come
out.
Were they wearing their seatbelts?
I actually don't know.
Because the other guy that was a former basketball player that was just killed in a car crash.
Was he not?
He was a college basketball player. I don't know if he played in the NBA or not. But this just happened this week. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Wear your seatbelt.
I agree with that. Why don't people wear their seatbelts?
Just comfortable.
It took Dieter a long time to start wearing his seatbelt because I don't even know if he still does it all the time.
No, I have to because mine beeps.
Yeah.
But I went through a phase. Yeah, if you have your window down and you start not wearing it, you just get in the habit of not wearing it. You know, it's not comfortable. You either have a habit of wearing it or not wearing it. You want to put your window out the window, take your shirt off.
I know people that I want to be thrown clear. That's what they say.
Yeah.
I want to be thrown clear of the accident.
That's
so stupid.
Dumbest thing ever.
Because how are you going to get out of the car? How are you going to be thrown clear? Right through the windshield, you dumbass.
No, if the window's down, you go out the window. You're not by all the metal and the wreckage as it's rolling. I get it.
You don't always go right out the window.
Well, yeah, you got to dive out as it's rolling.
Okay.
Tom Cruise has acknowledged the start of shooting on Paramount's long-anticipated Top Gun sequel because Cruise tweeted an image late this week featuring his character, Maverick. Do you know Maverick's full name? I didn't realize this.
Jeffrey, what's Maverick's full name? Pete Mitchell.
I had no idea when I saw that.
Pete Mitchell. Pete Maverick Mitchell, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know
and,
that?
And Goose's actual name is Nick Bradshaw.
Goose is dead, isn't he?
Well, spoiler the character's alert. Gone. Spoiler alert.
Well, he died.
Yeah, he died when there was a scene in the first Top Gun movie that he ejected, and the canopy wasn't shot clear enough, and it was kind of floating because the plane was in a flat spin.
Sure.
And his back hit the edge of the canopy.
Did you see this post from Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I saw that. It's an F-18 he's walking up to.
Hashtag day one, it says. Feel the need.
I feel the need for speed, which is one of the iconic lines from Top Gun.
Excellent. Good job. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover Fest X. Melting your face with Shinedown. Machine Gun Kelly. Lil Jon.
Turn down for what?
Big Boy from Outkast. All That Remains. Sun Rising. Plus, the Miss Morning Glory competition and fireworks from American Fireworks. Hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
I'm the machine! Cut it!
Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain.
Rain or shine, lineup subject to change.
Tickets are on sale now. Just go to roverradio.com. Rover Fest, presented by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan. And Rover's Morning Glory.
Yes, get your tickets now. What were you going to say I was wrong about, Dougie?
So how are your shin splints? Have you been walking because you said you were in pain and then your back hurt?
They haven't been hurting as bad over the past couple of days.
So I took my daughter out for a walk, and while I was in the walk, I said, I wonder what Rover did. So I said, Gia, we have to try to beat Rover's walk. We were going to do 1 mile.
Yep.
And I have,
well, real
yours
quick,
was,
I have
what, 16 minutes?
I have a video of Rover talking about his walk. Let me just save it for you.
Of how hard it is for you to walk speed.
Hey, I'm going
walk.
Uphill the whole time, by the way.
Oh, now it's the whole time you're going uphill?
Pretty much is.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Would
because
you end up
it's
above
not,
your
it's
house?
Not, no, because I, no, it's not.
It's one of those M.C. Escher paintings.
Yeah, like, you're just
always,
constantly going
constantly
upstairs.
Going upstairs.
And upside down?
It's because I don't. And I don't start. It's the whole thing is downhill at the very beginning. So you start down way below. And then the rest of the time, it's uphill the rest of the way.
Okay. So you were talking about, and I was challenging you. I'm like, 16 minutes isn't that fast.
Well, it's also 1.1 miles. So take 10% of that off.
Okay, so again, you're like, stick with me. I forget what you're saying, but you were just such a know-it-all. Like, So I was out. Do you have that?
Rover, it'll be in there. It's just transferring over. This is you from just a couple days ago. I think this might have been last Friday. You talking about your walk.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play it?
Oh, where is it?
Today's folder.
You were so bossy.
Let me see here. Here
you probably find it difficult to walk 2 miles, correct?
No. To walk at a leisurely pace?
2 miles is easy for you?
I walk 1 mile every day at a breakneck speed.
And you complain about it every day. Well,
shin splints.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm walking as fast as I can at a leisurely pace. 2 miles? I don't think that's a big of a deal.
You're going as fast as you can, Rover, when you're walking.
Yeah.
Speed walking?
I mean...
What's your time?
I would say a level below speed walking where...
But you're swinging the arms.
Yeah, can we see how fast this is?
Heart rate up.
Sweating.
We do a mile. I'd have to look at my time. I time it all
we'll
the
wait.
Time.
Wait. Pull your phone out.
Well, how
then
long
the audio it? Cuts out here.
It was, you were about to say 16.
Well, let me go back.
Pull your phone out.
16 minutes for an hour. I mean, for a mile. 16 minutes. It's really 1.1 miles, but regardless. Okay, so take
16 even?
16 even, that's right. But you want to take 10% off?
Snitzer, can you put the photo up that I sent you? What is that, Rover?
I don't know. It says 16:24.
How many miles did I do?
1 mile.
1 mile, and I did the same time with a 7-year-old, not even trying.
With Gia?
So not
Gia
even trying.
Huh? Gia walked it in 16 minutes.
Yes. I actually texted Charlie, and I said, what was the time? So then as soon as I knew, I'm like, Gia, let's try. So midway through, pick it up, walk. Let's walk faster. We can do this.
How fast you were at walking.
Okay, so if I did a mile, it would be a little under 14 and a half minutes. It would be 14 minutes and... 25 seconds
but
or something.
You were saying you'd destroy her.
I just did by two minutes.
But I didn't
Gia,
try
by
the
two
whole
full
thing.
Minutes.
She didn't really even try.
By two full
Gia
minutes.
And I had a 7-year-old.
By
so
2 minutes.
That's
what
just
was Gia's
proof.
Time?
Sorry, my 1.1 mile time is the same as your 1 mile time.
1.1.
Okay, sorry.
And you were 16 flat. My
that's
time
right.
was 16:24.
Yep.
And I didn't kick it in until, we'll say, halfway through.
Okay.
Was there any running at all? Any
no,
jogging?
No, no, nope, nope, nope. Okay. Actually, she was laughing at me because I was like, do swing your arms like we were like people must have thought we were crazy. But we were walking and doing the whole arms together. And she was laughing so hard.
Uh-huh.
And it was at some point she was ahead of
well,
me.
Well, when you get down to 14 minutes, 25 seconds.
I will beat you.
Let me
but you're
send
uphill,
me a picture of that, too.
You're uphill. So I'll do 1.1 miles.
The whole way is uphill.
Is this why you wanted me to walk a mile, Duji? Because I did,
why
too.
Don't you come down? Why don't you come to my place?
Wait,
walk
I'm
a
sorry,
mile
Rover.
There.
What was your time, Charlie?
Because Duji asked me to walk a mile, and I did 1.01, if you want to know.
Uh-huh.
And mine was 13:46 walking. Just walking.
Okay, so you're 45 seconds faster than me. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, but a 7-year-old almost beat you, too. That's the interesting
You're not
part.
Walking
two,
that fast.
2 minutes slower
well,
than
fast
me.
As fast as you could possibly go. There, you had nothing else to give.
Okay. You're not walking
Come
that
to
fast.
My, walk, do it the whole way uphill.
Okay.
How See does this work? Weekend. Go down there, douche.
How does this uphill work?
Okay, let me explain this to you.
Because my walk was also uphill, but only half, because the first half was kind of slanted a little bit down, and then on the return trip, you have to go back up. I don't understand how any sort of... What kind of...
What goes up must come down.
Yeah, I don't understand. Unless you start at the bottom of something, you drive to the bottom of something, and then you're walking a mile up to the top
I
of something.
I start the time at the bottom of my driveway, and it's all uphill from there.
And then what...
Do you end up on your roof?
Yeah, how do you return back to that spot without going downhill?
Of course you do.
When you start off, come to my house and you will see.
This is,
can you film it
can
for
you,
us?
Can you not imagine? Okay, can you imagine a long grade up?
A gradual.
And then let's just say you have a cliff at the end.
So you're not counting the return back. Is that the case?
Yeah, because if you're not counting the trip back, I thought this was a circular path.
It is mostly a circular path.
Then where's the downhill part?
The downhill part is right at the very beginning. It's very steep downhill and then back up the whole way. It's
Are
uphill.
Are there steps that you climb to get down this steep
Why don't
hill?
You come find out?
Wait,
come
is on. That what this party is on Friday?
Yes, before we're going to time your...
this big race between all of us?
Before Rover Fest?
I'd love that.
I just don't understand. Like, you live in... a place where gravity and just physics don't make sense, where it's just uphill.
Again, can I not explain this
You're
to
not
you?
Not doing
can
a,
you not,
you're not really
you, can you not imagine something where there's a long hill going up, right?
Yes.
Would you say it's...
Gradual?
Say,
it's up, right? Yes.
And then a cliff, drop off.
Right. How do you get back to your house?
So you drop off the... Just say you drop off the cliff.
Yeah.
Are you going downhill, though? You guys are like, oh, no. If you're going uphill, then you have to go downhill for the same amount.
To return to
but
your house.
It's over a course of 20 feet that you're going downhill, and then the whole rest of the way is
it's only
uphill.
20-foot incline? Because that's not really that high uphill.
Okay. Come
But
come
I still
visit.
Don't understand.
You're going to walk
Do you
my
live in a
walk.
Cliff? Like, do you live in a
Yes,
in
I live
a,
on a cliff.
Canyon?
Yes, I live right at the edge of the Grand Canyon.
All I want you to do is acknowledge me as an athlete.
Yeah.
As a runner.
And Gia, too.
And Gianna. As a, as right. a walker.
7-year-old almost matched your time.
Right.
Without trying.
Only 2 minutes off. You're right.
Can you acknowledge that you don't know it all? That
no.
I actually am
no.
athletic?
Come to, because you're doing it on a flat surface. Flat. So that's going to slow you, would it not slow you down going uphill? I'm sorry. So you're not affected, like as
Give
Charlie
me.
Said, you're not affected by gravity? Is
Give
that
it?
It
to me.
Well, it's just,
Give it to
you
me.
Live in a weird world where uphill, and again, you said it's a circle, so that would mean you'd have to come back down at some point. Or your house is at the top of a hill. I don't understand. And you start at the bottom. Because if it's a, again,
no, but he starts
a circle.
At his house, though. That's the thing. If you start at your house... You're not counting the return back. How do you get back to your house? You go all the way up this hill, then how do you get back to your house?
No, I end at the end of my driveway. I start
so you go
and I end
down
at the same spot.
The hill. Yes.
Yeah, but
is there a stairway at the end by your house where you're kind of walking down this like a stairway? Just
yeah, sure,
of,
yes. There's a stairway.
No, honestly, I can't.
Because nobody can imagine in a world that it defies logic that you could only be uphill if it's a circle. And
so
still end up
you
in the
can't
same place.
Go downhill. So over a course of let's say 100 feet, you can't go down at a steep incline,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Over a short, very short distance,
sure.
And then the rest of the way be uphill
but
to make up that distance.
Where do you end up
at the same place? Can you not do that?
Can Brittany,
is that impossible? In your mind, I know it's a simpleton mind.
Well, nobody's mind.
Can she send a picture?
In your mind, you can't imagine
the laws of space and time.
You can't imagine going down a very steep incline over a short distance,
no.
and then making that up. All the way over the next mile. You can't imagine that.
But
I understand it because you're a simpleton.
You end up in the same place.
Can we get a picture?
Yeah. The laws of time and space just don't mesh with your theory of how things work going up. If it's an elevated thing and you end up at the same spot, you'd either end up higher up. You couldn't end up back down to where you started if it's all uphill.
As I just said, the very beginning is a steep incline down.
Mm-hmm.
Steep incline down for a very short period of time. And then the whole way back, it's uphill.
And then...
I will do it at your house.
If it's a,
incline, Rover. There has to be a decline on the way back.
Where's the decline?
Are you walking back the same path?
Or does your house raise up?
No, it's a circle.
Back, the house is higher up than it was when you left.
No, I don't. Come do it. How about that? Bill, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bill.
Rover, hey, I was just listening to your math on your time.
Yes.
You're saying you do a 16-minute mile point one.
1.1 miles. That's right. That's right.
Right. So you're taking 10% off of that, and then you say you're at 14.25. That's not 10%.
Well, what is it?
14.40.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll take it. Any little
so
thing helps.
14, so
that's not 14 minutes, 40 seconds, you jackass. Minutes. Think about it. Think about this. What's 14.4 when you – what's 0.5 of a minute? What's higher, 0.5 or 0.4?
What's higher, 0.4 or 0.25?
Let me ask you, you jackass. You're not doing – it's not 0.25. There's not 100 parts in a minute. It's 60 seconds. So what's 0.5 of a minute? Tell me that, genius.
A half a minute.
Yeah. How many seconds?
30 seconds.
Right. It's not 50 seconds, you moron.
Damn it.
Okay, not 30 seconds.
So 14.4 seconds, is that, let me ask you, Bill, is 14.4 minutes, is 14.4 minutes less or more than 14 minutes, 30 seconds?
I don't care about that, correct. 14.4 is a tenth of 1.1 mile.
I don't know why you're doing
right.
10%.
And is that less or more than 14 and a half minutes?
What's 14 and a half minutes got to do with anything?
Because you just said my math was wrong, you clown, and I just proved you wrong.
Yeah, you're closer to 14.5 than you are 14.25.
Which is 15
seconds.
What's
0.25? Where are you getting 0.25 from?
Isn't that what you said?
0.25 would be 14 minutes, 15 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Right? What would 0.25 be in seconds?
So you're still cutting time off your seconds.
I'm not, you idiot. You don't understand how this works.
It's fine.
14.5 is how many? 14.5 minutes would be what in 14 minutes? How many seconds? Tell me that.
30 seconds.
Okay. So is 14.4 less or more than 14 minutes, 30 seconds?
Less.
Okay, so I said my time was 14 minutes, 25 seconds, right?
Okay, I thought you said 0.25.
No!
Because you said it was.
Oh, my. No, I said 25 seconds! Oh, God, an idiot. Can't deal with this.
I've got your math worked out. I've consulted my two math geniuses in here.
We're on it. Jeffrey and Nads.
I'm guessing it takes you 14.55 to do a mile. What's your time?
How would you figure that out?
Because I decided I did the math and found out how long it takes you to do 0.1 of a mile.
How long?
It takes you 1.45 minutes to do 0.1 of a mile. All right.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, my math works out.
We did an algorithm.
So,
well, why don't you just take 16 times 0.9?
No.
No? Why not?
Because that's not. I'm trying to find out how long it takes.
You're knocking 10% off of the time.
No.
Why not? Why
would I do that?
Well, because that knocks off 10%.
No.
Yes. Does it not? 14. 16 times 0.9. 90% of 16 is.
What does your thing come up to?
14.4 minutes.
No. 14.55.
No, you're wrong.
All of your point.
You're wrong about that.
Okay. Here's how you do the math. How many 0.1 miles did you do in total? 0.1 miles. How many did you do?
11.
11. So we'll take the number 16 divided by 11 to find out how long it takes you to do that.
No. No. You have to take 10% off. You're not taking more than 10% off.
Huh?
10%.
No.
0.1 is 10% of a mile, correct?
We're going to get to that.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Somebody's wrong.
No. So, okay, follow my math here.
No, you're going to just make him mad. He's clearly jealous
of my
athleticism.
His math is wrong. If you're trying to take,
take
10% off of something.
I'm not trying to take 10%.
Why would you not take 10% off?
Because that'd be 11%.
It's not 11%. You're starting at 11. You're starting with 1.1.
Your percentage is wrong.
What's 10% less than 1.1? One.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
What in the time?
But that's not true. 1.1. You take 10% of that. That'd be 0.9.
What?
Or something. It would be some.
He doesn't know. It's not even. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, Rover. 11. What's 10% of 11?
I don't know.
It's easy.
1.1.
There you go. So you're taking an extra 0.1 off. You're taking a little extra off when you do 10% because 0.1, you're not supposed to take 10% off. You're completely wrong. I'm sorry that you're wrong. You know, you're saying math.
So if I no, but I'm going 10% more than 1 mile because you're starting at 1.1. You need to start at a mile. A mile. Is 0.1 not 1/10 of a mile?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Your math's still wrong.
It's not wrong.
So anyways, you take 11.
All right, let's just stop talking about it.
16 divided by 11.
He's wrong. I'm awesome.
He's wrong. All right.
So 1.45. That's how long it takes you. Hold on. That's how long it takes him to do. A mile.
Just tomorrow, dude.
Let's make this as simple as possible. Did I go 10% more than a mile?
10% more than a mile.
Right. If I go 1.1 miles, did I go 10% more than a mile? Thank you. So my time is 10% longer, correct?
Why doesn't it mesh
with
my number?
My time is, because you're an idiot, you're doing the math wrong. Is my time, if I've gone 10% more than a mile, did I walk 10% more?
I wasn't listening.
So my time is 10% more, right? Correct? Yes. He's so wrong. You're absolutely wrong about this.
But you wouldn't take 10% off.
You're starting.
You know that you're fundamentally wrong with
that. I'm not.
You would not take 10% off because the number you're starting
with isn't
even.
Did I walk 10% more than 1 mile?
What's 10% of 11? What's 10% of 11?
You have to start at not 10% of 11 because 10% of, because that's 10% of 1 point. But 16 minutes. This is how stupid it is.
Why won't you answer that question? What's 10% of 11?
Because 10% of 11 is 1.1, but you're doing the math wrong. Your equation is wrong. Your equation is wrong.
What?
So my 11.
You haven't let me finish the equation yet.
So my 11
because
is,
you know, it's different.
1.1. God, he's so stupid. He's absolutely wrong. You are so wrong about
Nobody's
this.
Nobody's in agreement
Just
with you.
Just put this. Sure they are. Anyone with half a brain understands this.
I'm trying to follow the argument.
Let me finish my formula. So let's do the math to find out how long it takes Rover to do 0.1 of a mile. All right? So we're going to take the number 16. We'll divide it by 11. Okay? Because you're doing 11.1 miles, right?
Okay.
11.1.
I know it's a weird way to say it, but that's how many 0.1 miles you're doing. So that comes out to, it takes you a minute, 0.45, to do per 0.1 mile, right?
I don't know.
What?
I'm confused.
Wait.
Your time total.
There's 11 parts.
There's 11 parts. We're just going to take it to 11 parts, and we need to remove one part to get your number. Snitzer, does this make sense to you? Yeah, so your number is 14.55.
Then both you and Snitzer are wrong.
Well, 1.1 times 90%
think about
is
this.
0.999.
But you're starting at...
What was that, Snitz?
You said it was 90%. Remember you said 10% off? 1.1 times 90% is 0.999. So there's a slight discrepancy.
I don't know what the
hell
he's talking about.
My math is not off.
It's slightly off. If I've walked, did I walk 10% more, Snitzer, than a mile? I didn't walk 10% more than a mile. If I walk 1.1 miles, I didn't walk 10% more than a mile.
But you can't take 10% off.
Why?
It's because it doesn't come out to that.
What do you mean it doesn't come off? So would I not take 10% off of my time as well? If I've walked 10% more than a mile, I have to take 10% off of my time, correct? So you do 16.9 times 0.9.
No, 10% of 1.1 is 0.99. Gosh. So it's not 1.
It's not 1.
We're doing it of a mile.
It doesn't matter.
Where your math is screwed up.
No, 1.1 minus 10% of that 1.1 is 0.99. So your math is slightly off.
Slightly off.
It's close.
It's very close.
No, these guys are... These
You're giving
guys
yourself
are,
an extra 10 seconds in the end.
These guys are morons. Real morons.
Whoever created this calculator app must be a moron, I guess. That must be wrong.
So who's right?
I am, of course.
I think he just realized it.
No, I didn't realize anything.
I am faster than you give me credit for.
In that part... Yes, you didn't beat Rover. I'm not going to say you beat Rover.
No, but
you still
I didn't go all out. I didn't go up here.
There's a 10-second discrepancy between it. He's still very close to either 14.4 or 14.5,
And that's if he had 16 flat. What's 16 flat, Rover?
What do you mean? What's
your time?
He said 16. Mine was like 16:24.
16 flat.
Okay.
All right. Very Let close. Me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Life is full of heartache, misery, failure. So is Rover's Morning Glory.
This is bad in every sense.
Now back to the show.
Try not to kill yourself.
All right, Roverfest tickets are available at roverradio.com. Get those now. See Shinedown, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Jon, Big Boy from Outkast, All That Remains, Red Sun Rising, and more. You'll get fireworks from American Fireworks. The Miss Morning Glory competition. It's all hosted by Burt Kreischer. It's brought to you by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan. It is Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain. We'll see you out there. Tickets on sale at roverradio.com. Monday, your shot to rock Roverfest. If you have a cover band or an original band, you can open up Roverfest by submitting one song Monday at roverradio.com. So get your MP3s ready. And we hope to see you open up Roverfest. We'll give you $500. That's brought to you by Wild Eagle Saloon. They're also opening a new Wild Eagle Steak and Saloon this summer. Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Rover.
Hi.
You're real close, and that's a simple way to do it, the way you're doing it. But you do a 10-minute mile. Each tenth is a minute. So same pace, you would do 11 minute 1.1. But you take off 10% of 11, and that's 1.1, it would be giving you a 9.9 mile, which is saving you 6 seconds.
Now, I don't know what he's talking about, but let me just say that whatever, you're probably wrong. Charlie and Snitz are definitely wrong, and I'll explain to you why. I'll explain to you why. Because they're dividing by 11. You need to get a tenth of a mile, Charlie. You need to get the time for a tenth of a mile.
Dead. It's the tenth of a mile. I have that written out. It's actually one.
You can't go the same.
Okay,
forward.
Go ahead. You explain it.
You can't go the same forward as you do backwards. Again,
what? I don't know what he's talking about.
You but can't do the same forward mile. As you do backwards.
No, you don't.
What?
Real quick again.
What is this? What is forward or backwards?
Jeffrey
what
can.
Does that have to do with anything? Forward or backwards?
Rover, it takes you 1.45 minutes to do a tenth of a mile.
Okay, so just subtract that from 16, and that's your final time.
That's what I've been trying to say the whole time. You 16 divided by 11, because there's 11 points, one of a mile, 11 parts, and then you remove one part. That's all I've been trying to say.
So did I not go 10% more than 1 mile?
Close to 10%, but you're...
I didn't go 10% more. If I went 1.1 miles, I didn't go... Is that 10% more than 1 mile?
But you're not removing 10% of a mile. You're removing 1.1% of a mile.
No, why would I do that?
Because that's what you're doing your math. Your math is a little screwed up. I'm sorry to say this. It's just slightly screwed up.
So how would that... Did I go 10% more than a mile?
Yes. And then you're taking that new number, and you're taking 10% of that new number. That's where you're just screwing up a little
10%
bit.
10% of a new number.
1.1.
It's a larger number.
It's a larger number. You're taking that new number, 1.1, and you're taking 10% of that. That's where you're...
No.
Yes,
it's
you
not,
are.
Because that's...
Yes.
What?
What's 10% of 1.1?
But if I walk walk 10% further...
10% more than a mile, yes.
Right, if I walk 10% further, it's going to take 10% longer in time to do that,
but
right?
But you're taking the new number, which is
no,
1.1.
No. Just answer that question.
Okay,
if I walk 10% longer than a mile, does it take 10% more time to do that?
I don't know. I don't know
of
that.
Of course it does.
I don't know that.
That's why you take 10% off the time.
You're taking 10% from a bigger number than a mile, which is 1.1. So then you're taking actually 0.11% off. That's where your math is just a little wonky.
No.
You know that I'm right here.
No, you're wrong.
Why don't you just let me finish my math equation one time? 16 divided by 11 equals
1.45. And like Dieter said, we'll just take the number 16 and we'll minus that. We'll minus 16 minus 1.45.
Dieter, does that not make sense to you?
You're not letting me finish.
I see
14.55.
If you're adding 10% to it, yes, it'd be 10% longer.
I walked 10% further, so therefore my time, it took 10% longer in time, right?
I'm trying to figure out this 1.1. They're saying so 10% of 1.1 would be more than 10% of just 1.
Yeah, it'd be 0.11.
Does that make sense?
No, I'm confused.
It'd be 11%.
Yeah, I don't even know what is the question. 11%.
That's what he's trying to get to.
You're giving yourself just one extra percentage point with your math because it's just slightly off. Rover, it's just slightly off.
Because 10% of 1
is 10.
But 10% of 1.1
is 11%.
Okay.
That's why you're saying you're giving more, you're taking off more than you should.
Just a tiny bit. Your math is just slightly wrong.
No, I can't walk 10% further and not have it take 10% longer. Theoretically, you're walking at the exact same rate. Is that right or wrong?
Go ahead.
If I'm walking at the same pace and I walk 10% further,
yes,
wouldn't I take 10% more time than you? No, it's a secret
because
time continuum break.
When you do the new math, yes, it's similar to how your house works where it just always goes up. Space and time don't make sense. Rover, you're now taking 11% off because of your new time. Because you've taken the new number.
If I was taking 11% off, I would be 0.89. It would be 16 times 0.89.
How long are you saying that?
That would be 14.24.
Okay.
If I take 10% off, that's what? 14.4.
Okay.
Correct?
Sure.
But you say no.
Yeah. You're just wrong.
Wow.
People have been sending me pictures of just basic algebra here that I could show you to show that, yes, my math is correct. And you're just giving yourself an extra 1%. So, again, it's so close. What does it matter?
Potato, potato.
I mean, you're giving yourself an extra 10 seconds. Okay.
It's all good.
That's fine.
But in this case, it's got to be exact.
Does that not make sense? If you walk 10% further.
Yeah, you're just adding
on. If you
on
walk
them,
10% further than a mile, don't you take 10% off of the time?
Hey, somebody just posted on Twitch, because we are streaming on Twitch, that...
Talk slut.
Yeah.
Good
hey,
job.
I like it. Say you get paid $100.
Okay.
10% more than that is $110.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say, oh, well, hey, give me 10% of that back. You're actually giving $11 back then.
There you go. That
Why are you giving
boils
11
it down.
Back?
Because 10% of that new total.
Because of the new total, the 10% of that new total is slightly bigger. Because that's what Rover's taking, the new number.
That's pennies bigger.
It's
10
it's
seconds.
$1 bigger.
It's $1, yeah.
You're giving yourself 1%
So
point
this
more.
Whole fight has been over 10 seconds.
It's very close.
Giving.
Yes.
So
I think you walk super fast, boss.
Thank you, Nate.
Breakneck speed. Breakneck speed, you said. Yes.
I apologize for bringing this up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good job, Dougie.
I know.
Jeez, Dougie.
Drive time math arguments.
We were number one.
Dude, you started this by trying to go behind your back,
one
Rover.
One up you.
Yes. And do it actually fail because you... You bested her with 16 minutes anyways at 1.1.
Wow.
It took her.
You're kissing his ass now?
Yeah, because you know what? He doesn't deserve
Thank
this
you.
Crap.
That's right. Jeez.
So who was right?
Well,
nobody.
We know.
I think I'm right.
Grover's always right.
Of course. What was the... we talked about the girl on the beach. Do you remember the video of the girl on the beach who got beat up by the cops, and people are like, oh, this is a brutal arrest. This shouldn't have happened. Do you have the original video of that?
It's actually in there. They superimpose it over the, once those things line up, you can see both angles.
All right. So she claims, I was just attacked by the police. I didn't do anything wrong. And I said, I don't know. There's got to be more.
She's underage drinking.
Underage drinking. She claims she wasn't drinking and all this stuff. But I said that, she actually kicks the police officers at the beginning of the video. That's mm-hmm. they don't hit her in the head until after that, by the way. And they released the body cam video of this arrest.
Take a deep breath and blow into that, all right? How old are you? I know that didn't come out positive. I didn't take a drink of anything.
Yeah,
open display means
what?
It's possession
open
consumption.
Display. It's not open.
Open display means
what do you mean? That doesn't mean
you can
mean
see
anything.
It, yes.
Like, you let me have obstruction with my 18-month-old daughter over there?
Yeah, you're not cooperating. Yeah.
I didn't disrespect you. I didn't do anything to get written up, did
I?
I
called the seat.
Okay, what's your last name?
I don't need my last name.
Okay, that's it. I'm done with you. Do you have cuffs on you?
No, man.
Get over here.
Don't talk to me.
Yo.
Don't talk to me.
All right, you're about to get dropped.
Don't.
Get over here.
What are you doing? Don't talk to me. No, I'm like, don't.
Skellinger in the beach. We have one resisting.
Emma, relax. No. It's too cool. Who am I here? They're choking me.
All right, Skellinger in the beach. We need another unit.
They're choking me, man. Man, I cannot breathe.
I'm not choking.
Yes, the f*** you are, you f***.
There she tried to hit the cop.
That's it.
Is
that a baby?
Yeah, that's her baby.
Grab it.
I'm sorry. Wait, did you just see that part? Did she, where she spit at the cops?
Oh, yeah, she spit at the cops.
After she got punched?
Oh,
and it just ended up on her?
Yeah.
Those are so dry.
That's my daughter.
So there was more involved to that story than originally let on.
I still don't think you have to go to the level of punching her in the face.
I've heard both sides of it. They're still debating this. I've heard lots of people saying both ways.
Well, and I think it's kind of nitpicking. If she blew a 0.0 on the breathalyzer.
Did she?
I don't know.
Oh, did she?
I don't know. She's claiming that she didn't have anything to drink and that she's
well,
like,
yeah,
I know that
because
register
she has
anything.
Like an unopened can.
An unopened.
It's right. Unopened.
By her?
By
just
her.
Just by her?
What
just
the hell? What are you bothering somebody for? If they're not opening it, they're not drinking, they're not being maniacs. Even if they were just sipping on one, leave people alone. They're on the beach having a good day.
Are you allowed to drink on the beach?
Probably
there?
Not. It sounds
some,
like. No.
Probably not. Usually
there.
Not. We'd have to sneak it on. We put them in like a Pringles can.
Uh-huh.
You put two beers in a Pringles can. You could walk into the beach.
All right. Yeah, so was she doing, was oh, breaking nice. The law there then.
I guess, but it was unopened and she wasn't drinking it. They didn't.
But she was going to drink it, right?
Okay.
And if she was already drinking, that's the point. If she didn't drink it yet, fine. But I think she was already drinking. She sounds wasted.
Oh, she sounds, no, to me she sounds sober and
no.
Just annoyed that somebody's coming up to her and bothering her while she's sitting on the beach. And if she was causing a problem on the beach? Or is somebody walking by, oh, do you have an unopened beer there under your blanket? Like, that's just, you're nitpicky and you're annoying at that point.
Why was she resisting?
Because if she's just sitting on the beach and somebody's coming up and they're trying to give you a ticket for sitting on the beach... And I guess that's a...
She's 20 years old, has the beer next to her.
She passed the breath test, it said. And so, then she said it was her aunt's beer.
So then when somebody then starts trying to arrest you, I could see getting a little testy because you're like, what's going on here? I'm sitting on the beach. I'm sober, and there's an unopened beer next to me? Go
Why wouldn't
yourself.
She explain it at the time? That,
right.
That's my
Because
aunt's
this
beer.
Person this person wanted to do something. The way he's saying, you're dropped, he gets
that
off on this.
That is a verbal, from what I heard, that is a verbal command. You're about to be dropped, meaning...
It's just, this guy gets off on this.
They harassed the girl. She
I don't think they harassed her.
She passed the breath test. She complied, and
is
then
that
they
in
were...
the news story?
Yes, and afterwards they asked her what her last name is, and she's like, get the hell away from me. I already did what you wanted to do. You don't need my last name. And that's when they started going after her.
You're dropped.
You're about to be dropped.
She did kick at the police officers.
That's after somebody just, you complied with them up to a point and they didn't like the results. So then they go, well, you know what? The beer can's unopened and there's an unknown law that you can't have an unopened thing here and we're going to arrest you for that. Well, go screw yourself.
Wow.
And in the end, I'm going to punch you in the face over that. Again,
because
not
she
drunk.
Didn't comply.
Do you
not
think
drunk.
She deserved to get punched in the head like that?
Sure, she wasn't complying.
What? Yeah. Why would you?
Well, yes, if you're not complying,
this
of
guy,
course, you're going to get punched in the head until you comply.
This guy was mad. She complied up to a point until it got ridiculous. And then she goes, what's going on here? What am I doing wrong? I'm sitting on my blanket on the beach, and I've done the breathalyzer, and you don't like that I passed. You're angry that I passed. So now you're going to then
go through the law book. Oh, well, you know, unopened is wrong, too.
A grown man couldn't have apprehended her without slamming her head, like punching her in the face.
She was kicking at him.
Who cares? He could still, there's no, to punch a 20-year-old girl in the head.
Yes, yes, that's what happens when you're kicking at the cops.
Why touch her at all?
Because she's being arrested.
For what?
For what they said, whatever open
display.
Display of
alcohol. Is this how you want the world to work? This kind of level of enforcement?
If you're being arrested.
Arrested for such a nitpicky thing.
Then you go to court and you can get it thrown out. So you should fight at the time when you're getting arrested, just fight back?
Yes.
That's when you should. Okay, that always works out well.
Because
doesn't it?
That's going to cost a lot of money and lawyers, time, money, everything.
The best thing to do is fight back when you're getting arrested rather than fight the arrest later. If you think that what you're being arrested for is BS,
try to walk away. Hands up. Don't touch them. I'm not saying fight back.
Tell her baby was there.
Just walk
but
away.
But her, whoever, baby daddy, kept saying, just stop resisting. Stop. Listen to them.
I don't know.
And
when emotions are running high,
they're all yelling at her.
One guy starts punching her because his emotions are running high.
No,
her emotions are running high because all she's doing is, I'm having a nice day at the beach, and two a-holes are walking around being super nitpicky.
I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The haters of the show, save your breath. You'll need it when you're inflating your girlfriend. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Actually, you're going to talk about this Samantha Bee. We just talked about that in the break.
No, we just said you're going to do the Shizzy, and then I'll talk about that. Tracy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Rover. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, about this chick on the beach, first of all, it's not just illegal to have an open container at the beach. It's also illegal to take it to the beach. There are signs posted all over the place that says no alcoholic beverages prohibited. So even taking it there, she broke the law, number one. And number two, if I would have been a cop, I would have punched her too. She wasn't complying. All she had to do is give her information. And yes, Nads, while you said he was already writing her out a ticket, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket or started to get a speeding ticket and you try to talk your way out of it and they say, sorry, I've already started writing it up. I can't void out this ticket. That's true. They can't. So when they started to write it out, she was done for then. She should have complied from the get-go. They would have been fine.
I agree with you. Thank you, Tracy. If this had been a black woman, we'd be talking about, oh, they did it because she's black.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
So the girl who was beat up on the beach, when I say beat up, she was arrested on the beach, but she was kicking at the police officers and they hit her in the head to get her to comply. And people are complaining about this. Travis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Rover.
Hey.
I just wanted to comment on Charlie saying that she should have resisted because it was a BS call. In fact, you should never resist. I don't care if the cop decided to arrest you for sticking your tongue out at him. Don't resist, because resisting is against the law. So he may get his butt chewed out for arresting you for a BS call like that, but then they'll still get you for resisting arrest.
Yes. So don't resist arrest,
never,
Charlie.
Never, ever, Charlie.
Charlie, do you resist arrest? You've been arrested numerous times.
One time.
Uh-huh.
And I actually wasn't really resisting.
Uh-huh.
The cop, I was talking to a cop outside of a house party.
Uh-huh.
I was underage. And I was talking to him for like 15 minutes. And then out of nowhere, he just said, you're under arrest. Turn around. And I thought we were cool. Like, we're just chatting. And I did this. Put my hands behind my back. Uh-huh. And I said, are you serious? And I did that. And then I gave him my hands back. He's like, yeah, I'm serious. And I gave him my hands back, and that was resisting.
That was, and you were
and
charged
with that. And
then
I had to take anger management because of it. If you get charged with resisting arrest, I think it's automatic anger management classes. I couldn't have been more, I've never been more mad in my life than walking into anger management classes over that.
Johnny in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Johnny.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
I don't feel it was right. I mean, they got tasers. They got that spray that they could spray you with. They got handcuffs. They're taught to take you down. This was a woman. I mean, come on. You know, granted, she probably broke the law. She had a beer out there on the beach. But that don't, I mean, that cop could have put her down with the quickness. You know, I mean, I don't know. Hitting women is not one of my things. And just because you're a cop doesn't mean that you have
to. But if they're
the right
kicking you, then aren't all bets off?
What do you mean?
If she's kicking at the police officer, aren't all bets off? Doesn't that open it up that she can be struck?
I mean, no, not really, no. Not really. I mean, that's a man. That's a man. He probably weighs, what, 190, 200 pounds? What'd she weigh?
100.
What, 100 pounds?
She's tiny.
I mean, and there's two of these men.
Yeah. Yeah, see what I'm saying? I mean, look at that.
No, I disagree with all of you. I mean, look, if you're kicking, this is what happens. I mean, all right, so what if it's a small guy? What if it's a guy who only weighs 120 pounds? Does he get hit in that situation?
No.
You know, there's a moral law in the world, well, in the United States, you shouldn't hit women at all, period. I mean, granted, if you're defending yourself, cool. But just to beat up a woman or just to take force over top of her.
But that's not what happened. They didn't just stroll the beach and go, you know what, we want to go beat up a girl today. Let's just go beat this girl down.
I mean, she probably did break the law. She probably had that beer. It wasn't supposed to be there. Like girl said earlier, it's prohibited. You're not supposed to have it. But they could have went at it in a whole different way. You know what I'm saying? They could have handled that situation.
Well, her too. She could have just said, okay, sorry, and been arrested, and that would have been done with it. And she wouldn't have gotten beat up. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
In the video, it appears that she swung first. You know, when the cops started asking you, just, you know, like doing standard police procedures, he was asking for her name or information, and she just took a swipe at him, you know?
I didn't see that. Did she?
Yeah, it's in the video. I watched the video with you guys, right alongside you guys, you know? But still, I mean, like, I've watched enough episodes of Cops where if somebody is resistant, sometimes it takes two officers to restrain a person. Sometimes it depends on how resistant the person is. Sometimes the cops, you know, do hit them. If the cops think that the guy's going to try and assault them in that process, you know, it's like I've seen where four or five cops had to take a person down.
Are they allowed to punch them in the head?
They're really not supposed to, you know, punch them in the head, but I don't know why they do it. But I know one thing. When I got busted for prostitution 25 years ago,
you resisted.
It was like, no, I didn't have the balls to resist. They had guns drawn. What do you expect? I was probably gonna crouch down and just in case they were trigger happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't resist.
Did the woman arrest you? The one that was pretending to be the prostitute?
No, it wasn't her. It was the male cops. Because as soon as the thing with the money that was...
Were you in your car when
I was in my car, and it just pulled right up in front of me, lights flashing, guns drawn.
Was she in the passenger seat?
No.
Oh, she wasn't even in the passenger
seat? No, she wasn't even in a car.
Oh, okay.
She was just standing outside the car?
She was standing outside the driver's side of my car, and like, my first inclination, I thought I was just going to, you know, I was just going to, like, duck down just in case, you know, but they told me, I followed their instructions, I complied, and because, yes, and just as the last caller said, resisting arrest is considered a criminal offense.
Did you ever look around to see if there's any cops around? Were you afraid of that, or you didn't care back then?
Well, they were hiding, so how would I know?
I know, but would you ever look around? Or you didn't even think that it could be a setup?
I didn't think I didn't think it was going to be a setup.
You didn't ask her, you're not a cop, are you?
Right, you got to say that.
I love that when they ask that.
Yeah.
Like the cops is going to be like, ah, got me. Yes, I am.
Some reason people think it's a law. I don't know why, but people think that if you ask a cop if he's a cop, he legally has to say, yes, I'm a cop.
Or else it's an entrapment.
Yeah.
But I think the key is to get away with that, ask them to flash their boobs or their crotch, because a cop wouldn't be able to do that, but a hooker would. So that's the test.
They probably get you then for trying to induce lewd behavior.
Gross sexual imposition.
Yeah, there's something. They'd get you for something on that,
dude. Okay, there's another way then.
Why do you think, why do you think, what happened with you guys in Rocky River? They had a logbook that's thicker than the Old and New Testament of the Holy Bible, and they tried to get you guys when you guys were doing your photo shoot that one time, that one year, in 2011.
Yeah, it's not good. 7 years ago, that's right. Where
I don't remember that.
What were you going to say, Dieter?
Oh, another way I heard is ask to take nude photos of them because that's legal. And if you then can take nude photos, like, hey, I want to hire you just to take some nude photos, a cop wouldn't be able to get undressed to take those photos. That's the loophole. And if they do start to get naked to take the nude photos, then you can be like, hey, how much for sex?
Interesting.
That's good. And then,
that seemed like a good
get a hooker. Yeah.
God, Dieter.
But it's almost like they don't have some sort of law against asking for nude photos.
No, Robbie, go, hey, I want to hire you for a nude photo shoot. Completely legal. Hooker would be like, okay, starts getting naked. Hey, let's go to sex. A cop would go, no, I can't. You know, a cop can't start getting undressed and taking the photos. So that's the way for those Johns out
there.
Yeah. Good luck.
Dan in Vero Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Living the dream. Hey, did anybody else catch the side boob in the video?
No. Who?
The girl.
All right. So not the girl that got arrested. The girl that was in the way when the guy was filming, the girl in the black swimsuit.
Oh, laying down with the ass?
No. She was standing up on the right side. She got in the way twice. The second time. Huge creamer shot.
All right. I'll have to take a look at that.
That's what we're resorting to now is a side boob of a girl standing
video. Sweet.
Because the girl laying down at the beginning, you could see her ass shot. She has a black bikini on. She's hot.
Uh-huh. Officer X, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Officer X.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Dieter, how you doing?
Yo!
Hey, appreciate both of you being pro-law enforcement, first of all. Charlie, when are you finally going to come out and just say you hate cops? When is that going to happen?
I don't hate cops.
He does hate cops.
I hate you.
He already says that.
No, this is something you guys put... I don't hate... There's lots of good cops. There's lots of bad cops. To punch women and frame people for things and a lot of complainers and snowflakes like yourself that have to call in and pretend that you're super tough.
Okay. Hey,
the only thing that makes you tough is your badge. But go ahead. That was... did I answer your question?
I'll bet Officer actually take off his badge and still beat you up, Charlie.
Yeah.
No, but he's still a crybaby. Why does he want to beat me up? Because I made fun of his job? Not even him. Somebody that's doing a bad part of his job. There's plenty of great cops, but it's overshadowed by the bad cops.
Every time you open your mouth about law enforcement, you get stupider by the minute.
Good, stupider. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I see why you joined the force, sir.
So anyways, let's talk about this incident. So... there's a couple issues here. Number one, if an officer legally stops you, if they have a legal right to stop you and talk to you, you have to identify yourself. You have to say, you know, here's my ID, this is my last name. They have the ability to obtain that information. When she refused to do that, that was an arrestable offense at that point. If she decided to lash out at that officer, kick, punch, spit, do whatever, officers are allowed to use a muff force in order to effect an arrest. Now, these officers determined that they needed to take her to the ground and apparently hit her to put handcuffs on her. Now, I may not agree with that specific situation. You apply the amount of force necessary, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that the arrest had to be made. So, I mean, I don't know where the disconnect here is or how people could not understand that that's the way it needed to go down.
Does this video in the end make people like police more or dislike police more? Acting this way. Acting, being nitpicky on the beach.
And then punch
a woman in the face. Do you think that helps?
So in your world, you think that it's okay just to do whatever you want to do anytime with no zero consequences.
Right? So you're going black and white with it. I'm not saying anything you want. If you're hurting somebody, of course, stop it. If you're doing something that's really bad, go for it. Stop it anytime. But just somebody has an unopened... Officer, let me talk. If you have an unopened beer on the beach, is that big of a deal?
You're looking at it completely different. You're absolutely right. At the grand scheme of things, having a beer on the beach is not a big deal.
However, you cross the line when you decide to take a swipe at a police officer.
That's after they tried to apprehend her.
Anybody that says otherwise, I mean, you can expect the same thing to happen if you put your hands on a police officer. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Officer X.
And what if it's their job to look for people drinking on the beach?
Quit your job.
They're like, hey.
You're annoying. Quit your job.
It's easy to say that, but if they're like, hey, go around the beach, and if anybody's drinking, you got to talk to them, you got to arrest them. You can't blame them.
Martin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Rover.
Hi.
Hey, it seems like you've been real gung-ho on complying here lately. Now, was that the case the night of the fireworks incident?
Oh, God, you guys resist?
Yeah, we weren't arrested. That's the weird thing about it. Yes, when the cops showed up, did we resist, Charlie? No, no.
Those words were never said. You're under arrest. Until later, when somebody made a report, and then they said that they said these things, but no.
Yeah. So when the cops showed up and they're in uniform, did anyone say anything?
We walked right with them.
We said, okay, all right, let's go. So the answer is yes, Martin.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Shut him up, didn't it?
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I heard Dieter say that if the cop shows his private areas, that doesn't mean that he's a cop. I actually had that happen to me several years ago. About 12 years ago, I was walking down the street, and I needed a ride to the other side of town. I seen this guy sitting in a Jeep, and he called me over to his car, and he asked what I was doing. I told him I was needed a ride to the other side of town. He told me to hop in. So I get in. He asked if I was trying to party. Mm-hmm. So I said, screw it. I'll make some money while I'm just driving to the other side of town. But mm-hmm. Told him, sure. I asked him if he was a cop. He told me no. I said, well, and for proof of that, let me see your private areas. He whipped it out, showed me. He asked me to see my boobs, so I pulled out my boob, and then he pulled out his badge, and I got arrested for soliciting.
No way!
So he pulled out his penis?
No way.
Yes, he did. I promised on my kids. Yes, he did.
What were you doing, Sam? Might as well
make some money.
Might as well get some money while she's going. Well,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Do you always do this, or just that day? You were going to
do this. No, I was on a lot of drugs back then, so that's how I made my money.
Gotcha.
Well, because you were a prostitute.
So she was a prostitute. Okay. She wasn't planning on prostituting, but she goes, why not?
Why not?
Make some money while she's getting a ride. And Dieter, you say no way, but this was a story we did about a year ago, I think in Hawaii, maybe, where they would... they would actually have sexual contact with the people. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
the cops would actually like allow the girls to, you know, service them, get on their knees and service them. And people said that, well, hey, cops can't do that. And they're like, yeah, sure we can. We need to be able to do this to collect evidence. What a gig that would be, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Filthiest show on the radio.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
I'm not talking about content. I mean, these guys actually smell like shit.
There's something weird in the air.
What the hell, guys? I mean, you guys fucking stink.
To see you at Roverfest on Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing with Shinedown, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Jon, Big Boy from Outkast, All That Remains, Red Sun Rising, and more. Your tickets are at roverradio.com. It's brought to you by Coors Light and Gambling Nissan. Get them today. Monday, we're going to open up submissions at roverradio.com for your shot to rock Roverfest, looking for one cover band and one original band to open up the show. We'll give you Each band $500. That's brought to you by Wild Eagle Saloon. That will open up on Monday. And we go through all of the bands. We narrow it down to a list of, I don't know, 10, 20 finalists or so. And then we play those songs on the air and we move them through kind of like tournament style. And eventually we get down to one cover band and one original band. Submit your stuff starting Monday at roverradio.com. And we hope to see you out there on Saturday, July 21st, whether you're on stage or whether you're just in the audience.
And also, the bands that are competing, Wild Eagle, what they're doing is they're having later in the summer a battle of the bands. So not only could you do Roverfest and get money, but you could also possibly compete in their battle of the bands to try to win their house band spot, which would be awesome.
Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
I've had a great time. I've done a couple of appearances out at the Wild Eagle in downtown, and I had a very interesting conversation with the owner. He said that the space used to actually be a bank.
Cool.
That was really cool because I walk in, I saw the style of lighting that they had at that, you know, and I asked him, is the light fixtures, you know, original to the building? He said, no, they're just kind of replicas. I said,
more interesting
great.
Than that, I went there to Jeffrey's appearance once, and it's in a bank vault, and it is really cool. So, like, you'll go into the bank vault, and there's skee ball and stuff, and there's all sorts of games. There's basketball machines. Cool. There's all sorts of different games to play while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And but some of them are inside of, like, a bank vault, which is really cool.
What building is it in? It's still in the old...
I thought it's by where you guys used to work, but I don't know exactly where you guys used to work.
It's over there. So is that that old bank building that was closed for many, many years?
Isn't it the 9 building or no?
No. I think it's by by Huron.
Yeah, you know, where we used to work at. It's right over there.
Okay.
Prospect and Huron?
So that, I know where that's at. So that's that old bank that they had closed for a long time?
I don't know. I don't know if it was...
I thought that's what they turned into the grocery store.
No, that's a grocery store. The round one?
Yeah. That's the old Ameritrust Bank.
That's
used to be the Howell Building.
Oh, I don't know what that is. But...
Down there. Stop with the mic.
God, someone
emailed me something about Jeffrey. What was it? Something good.
Oh, what is it, Jeffrey?
Did you go out last night?
What was it? Can't think of it off the top of my head. What'd you do last night?
I just went.
Turn your mic on.
So when he talks into the mic,
he turns it off.
Oh, you notice the
manhandles it, he turns it on.
Do you notice the ball cap I was wearing?
No,
I didn't. What is it?
Oh, I had a chance. After work, I had an opportunity to go down to Burke Lakefront Airport, and I saw a fully restored B-29 Super Fortress.
Oh.
And
that's
what you have
on your arm. That's the same tattoo on your arm, right?
No. B-29 has propellers on it, and I sent Snitz the picture.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you go inside?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
That's actually really cool.
The only disappointment was my phone died after I took that picture.
No,
I couldn't get any pictures of the interior of the plane.
Oh, my God.
Because you're playing too much solid?
Yes, this guy. Does this battery? I mean, I've never seen anything like
this. Once in a lifetime opportunity to go inside that plane. And we'll never know it.
He's on his phone 24/7.
What is your battery percentage right now?
Yeah. Let's check.
It's 75%.
But this won't last by the end of the show.
It's 9:30 in the morning.
No, it's a constant battle, him and his battery, because he's on his phone all the time.
My battery is 100%. 100%.
Have you been on it at all, though?
No. It's been shown. What could I?
Mine is 100%, and then the second battery is 92%.
So,
how'd you get hooked up with that?
No, well, my dad told me about it.
Okay.
And I go, okay, so I could do that, you know, like kind of like right after work. And so I went down, and you had to pay $20 to go to walk through it because the money's used to keep the plane flying. They just got done restoring it. I received its airworthiness certificate 2 years ago.
That thing flies?
Yeah, it's the second B-29 that's airworthy. They mentioned
what's the name of it?
It's called Doc. That's the nickname. It's got one of the seven dwarves on the nose art on the side of the fuselage.
$20 you paid to get in there, huh?
Yeah, $20. It was worth it though. I mean, I've been an airplane buff since I was. What, 5 years old?
He does know a lot.
Did you see Big Baby Butt Buddy yesterday at work?
Oh, no, not this.
Maybe just have a...
that face. It was how he turned. B-29s, they're great. They're restored. You're talking about, buddy.
Wait, how many people can the B-29 fly? How many people can be in it? How many people can be in the B-29?
It takes a crew of 6.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
What about Buddy?
Oh, yeah, let's get back to that. Real quick, what's the other name of the other B-29 that's still flying?
It's called Fifi.
Okay, and what about Buddy, though?
You guys need to knock this off.
Wait, it's a B-29? What about the DD-214?
I mean, seriously, you need to knock this BS off, guys.
Listen, is there an update?
This is Buddy talking, not Jeffrey.
Yeah. He pulled him aside, I bet.
What BS? I've offered your friend $3,000 to prove he was an Army Ranger, as he's been going around saying.
Well, then you updated Rover, which I think is
it was
really...
$1,000 and then $3,000.
But then you updated even more. You said you'd give $3,000 to a veteran's charity.
Yeah,
so,
if he doesn't want the money, I'll give it to the charity.
Maybe the Wounded Warriors or all sorts of
sick
different ones.
Sick babies, anything.
Yes.
I mean, right.
And that
all
would
he has
be
to do is
an
prove
awesome
he's an
donation.
Army Ranger, like he told you and put on
How
Facebook.
How could you say no to that?
Jeffrey?
So he must have brought his DD-214 in for you yesterday, right, to get that $3,000.
Here we go.
Let's see. Jeffrey's going to whip it out here. Let's see this.
He's reaching for something. He's going in his pocket.
Right?
No, he's just playing with himself because you're talking.
What do you got? Update.
It's really going to screw me. Boy, I'm going to have to write out a big check.
Do you have your checkbook?
I have it ready to go. Let's see. Is he pulling it out?
What do we have?
I can't see his hand. What is he doing with that one hand?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
DD-214, is it here?
I'm done with this conversation, guys.
Why is Jeffrey so angry about this?
Because
what does
he
have to do with Jeffrey? Why is he
mad?
At.
He got yelled
he's
at.
He's getting
work.
Bullied, I think.
I
he
think
pulled
Buddy's
him aside.
His boss.
He's like,
Buddy's
tell them.
Buddy is bullying you?
Is Buddy your boss?
I'm going to say this. Yeah. He feels he doesn't have to prove nothing to nobody. And
for
we'll
$3,000. Who wouldn't do that?
Well, I'm just telling you how he feels.
Why,
he feels
why,
he doesn't have to
why,
prove nothing to nobody,
reason,
and that
only,
you have no right questioning his military service.
The only reason you would feel that way is if you weren't an Army Ranger. The only reason. There's no other reason, right?
Right.
What could possibly be the reason why you wouldn't take my
$3,000? I'm just telling you how he feels. You just can't kill the messenger. Just telling you how he feels.
Why would anyone feel that way?
I mean, he's done serving his country, and he just wants to live his life, wants to be left alone, and that's all
no,
there is to it.
No, he tells you he was an Army Ranger. He posted on Facebook, I'm an Army Ranger.
And?
And?
Do you still believe him, Jeffrey? Do you?
I still believe him.
Really?
No, and we'll, like I said, we'll just leave it at that. Did just leave him the hell alone.
Did he talk to you at the fence shop yesterday? Did he pull you aside?
No, he didn't pull me aside. I just went and did whatever work needs to be done,
what
and that was the end of it.
What did he tell you yesterday?
You never talked
to him.
He
didn't tell
me anything. We also talked to him Wednesday. He went in Wednesday.
You talked to him on Wednesday? Mm-hmm. The last time we offered $3,000.
Yeah, there was a photo of you guys talking at work.
What?
Did he talk to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, over you know, stuff that we needed that needed to get done.
Didn't bring up this, the DD-214?
No.
Didn't bring it up at all. Okay.
So just let it be.
Is there any other logical explanation if it's not stolen valor? Is there any other reason? Can you think of any reason? Doogie, can you think of any reason?
He might think that he doesn't need to prove it to you.
Yeah, who are you?
Okay, so why wouldn't you take my $3,000?
That I can't get over. The money is, I would...
Sure, if there was nothing in it for him, I'd go, no, it's a waste of time. Why would I do that? But I mean, if you're going to give me $3,000...
Right.
Rover, does he have so much junk in his house that he doesn't want to go through all the boxes and all that stuff?
All the medals and stuff.
Right.
Purple Hearts, Medal of Honors.
His guns, his army helmet, his uniform, all that to get to this piece of paper. Maybe could that be why?
I'm sure that's your theater. That's got to be it.
Do you know what?
That wouldn't be worth $3,000 to go through and find that stuff.
Do you know if he fought in any wars, Jeffrey?
Yeah, he was. He fought in Iran and Afghanistan.
In Iran?
No, Iraq and Afghanistan. Excuse me. My bad.
Which Iraq? The current war or the other one?
No, it was the current one.
Oh, okay.
What year?
So you don't need to know what year. I mean, I'm just let him be. Just leave him the hell alone. He doesn't deserve this crap from you guys. He really doesn't. I'm being serious. I'm not effing around.
Listen, he must have been busting Jeffrey's balls big time.
Yep.
No, he wasn't busting my balls. Yes, I'm just saying.
Jeffrey,
I'm just sticking up for him.
You wouldn't care. What would you care? Why would you care if he wasn't busting your balls?
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, just he just feels like he was disrespected.
Do you think when Buddy's making fun of us, Jeffrey yells at Buddy like that?
Rover doesn't deserve that.
Knock it off. I'm serious. Well, everybody makes fun of you guys, myself included. So it's not just him. It's just everybody. I get made fun of the most.
And you stick up for us like that? You say, no, 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 no. Knock it off, guys.
I'm not messing around. He doesn't deserve it. Guys, we're a nutty radio show, number one. So we're made fun of. All of us are made fun of.
This is like battered wife syndrome.
Whatever.
I mean, there's no other explanation. $3,000.
But did he say any reason, like, he might not do it, Jeffrey? Just because, like, since Rover's updated to $3,000 and he's going to donate that money to a charity to help fallen soldiers.
You don't.
Yeah.
I forgot your skull's thicker than the Great Wall of China anyway. Nice. Nothing. I don't think you can process that. He feels he doesn't have to prove nothing to nobody. Even for money.
Who wouldn't take free money for that, though?
Don't ask me.
It's like I asked you the last time. If I said your middle name is not Alan, I'll give you $3,000 if you prove your middle name is Alan. What would you do?
Well, I mean, like, I wouldn't. I don't know, Rover. I'm just telling you how he feels.
Would you leave it alone? Would you prove me?
I would prove this to shut you up. Maybe not for money, but just to shut you up. But you know, I mean, this is different.
Why is this any different?
I don't know. I'm not the brightest bulb on the planet. I'm just telling you how he feels.
Aaron, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aaron.
COI, Rover.
Arbe, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, Rover. You know, Jeffrey keeps saying that this guy doesn't want to be a part of the show, this bitch boy buddy. But if you remember back when bitch boy buddy came around, it was because he wanted to be in Holy Moses Matrimony. So what's this guy talking about that he doesn't want to be a part of the show?
Didn't he want to be Jeffrey's best man?
Oh, yeah. There's a big beef about that.
Was it going to be Scat or Buddy as Jeffrey's best man? Oh, didn't Buddy want to be your best man?
Yes. Well, yeah, you wanted to be in the wedding party because he wanted to support me.
But I thought he didn't want anything to do with the show.
Well, you got to remember, at that time, that
was before I called him out for stolen valor.
Yeah, it was November.
I don't know what it was. All I'm saying is that was like I was last year. Now and then things changed over time.
Did he go to the wedding?
No, he didn't go.
Oh, okay.
Buddy was also the one who tried to sell his clothes. Remember? Jeffrey's clothes.
We talked about that on the air.
This sweatshirt right here.
JLR hoodie, worn personal property of the world famous JLR of Rover's Morning Glory, has been worn on air. He is asking $75 or best offer. You will pick it up from him in person, and he will autograph it for you. That was Buddy selling Jeffrey's clothes on Facebook.
See, so he is kind of part of the show if he's doing that, Jeffrey.
Teresa, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, this really pisses me off to no end. My stepfather adopted me. He is a Korean War veteran, and he was an Army Ranger. And he actually went to Bosnia about 10 years ago to accept awards for his service and duty. He lost an arm. He lost a leg. And his spine is forever messed up. So when this douchebag, I guarantee you, my father, you make me that same offer, my father would take it up in 1 second.
He would take off his fake leg. He would walk up here on his stump just to prove me wrong, wouldn't he?
He managed to save the leg, but he can't walk on it. But he does have an artificial arm.
Jeez, what happened? He got blown up or something, or like how did he lose his arm and his leg? Shot down? Was it a grenade? What was it?
He was forward these guys don't talk too much about it. My dad's really special. He was a sergeant, and he was moving forward. And he said that he was walking in Korea, and then he saw the tracks had backtracked.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he turned around, they shot him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He picked up his hand, and he walked to a MASH unit. And I know Doogie would like this, because Doogie watches MASH.
Yeah.
Watches MASH. My dad's an American hero. This guy who is abusing Jeffrey, I guarantee you, my father would prove his service. He turned down his Bronze Star. He sent it back.
Now, does your father have a, is he rich now? Is he a wealthy man?
No.
Okay. So let me throw this out there. Jeffrey, if Big Baby Butt Buddy proves that he was an Army Ranger, if he doesn't want the money, I'll give the $3,000 to Teresa's dad.
I mean,
all he has to do is prove it.
His name is Ben Wolf.
First of all, he...
she's like, write that check.
I was going to try, try and respond to her, but...
She's giving me the account number, everything. Just direct deposit this. Jeffrey, what do you say? You'll bring that up?
Because it would go to the American Legion, and it would
protect
soldiers, and it would...
Jeffrey, where'd you go?
Have him come in the
Jeffrey,
studio.
Jeffrey, where are you?
He's just walking away.
He's just walking.
Jeffrey, go in the studio.
You're on the couch, Jeffrey.
No, I'm fine right here. I was trying to respond to her and say, look, okay, I understand why, you know, what your stepfather threw, you know, and that he, you know, gave himself to, you know, our country and everything. But come on, there's people, I mean, he's not abusing me, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Blah. Oh my God!
Jeez,
you're such a douchebag.
Here he comes.
You get abused by people.
You're getting abused, Jeffrey. That's what she's saying.
What?
Like
I'm
Nance
not...
was by his father back when he was a kid.
Oh God!
You have bruises on your body.
Pulled by the hair.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Funny.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Do you imagine having your leg and your arm blown off?
Picking it up.
I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah, you had to pick up your hand, carry it? No way.
No.
Jeez, that's why I'm saying I couldn't even... I've thought about that. Sometimes I watch those war movies, and they, like, you know, like, you'll land in Vietnam or whatever. I go, I don't think I would get off the helicopter. I think I would just stay on the helicopter. They'd be like, you have to get out. I go, you had to shoot me.
Please don't.
I'm not
me.
Yet. Take me home.
Yeah.
My uncle, my uncle Angelo, when he was still alive, he lost his leg, but he was in the war, World War II, that's the age he was in.
Yeah.
He had a fiance, went into the war, came out because he had lost his leg during the war.
Yeah.
She left him.
Because he had no leg.
Yeah, and he never married. It was just such a sad story.
He was heartbroken because of that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's horrible. I can't believe she would do that.
She didn't meet someone else while he was gone. It was all because of his... missing leg?
Well, that's the story I got.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what it was.
It's got to be more than that. He was gone for so long, she met somebody else.
Dieter, if you were dating a girl and she lost a leg, you stay with her?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I think it's still... Yeah, you don't hump her leg, man.
Okay.
You just spread them.
My buddy was dating a girl with one arm.
Yeah.
She had half an arm.
Yeah.
For months. And I asked him, how did she lose that arm? And he was like, I don't know. Never asked her.
You don't ask?
How do you not ask?
That's a first date kind of ask, right?
Of course it is. It's a before a first date. I think it was a Tinder thing. I'm like, how did that happen?
But sometimes people, they're like, they want to prove, like, I don't even pay attention to that kind of stuff.
The girl had to be creeped out the most. Like, why isn't this guy asking? Like, this is just, it's hanging over every conversation.
Yeah.
You would wonder why he isn't asking.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's right.
All right, I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com. For everyone else, we will return in just a moment with our last shizzy of the morning right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
to get into it?
Doogie hasn't been laid in 5 years, despite being surrounded by giant d**ks every morning.
Bite me.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way?
We have talked about Tom Arnold being a little wonky, weird, odd. Well, his claims as far as how much money the cancellation with Roseanne, how much that show being off ABC could cost their network. According to Tom Arnold, this is the amount of money it's going to cost.
Okay.
It's a little weird.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Curious George, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Curious George.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
I got a new headset, so you won't be hearing any more heavy breathing. Oh. So that's good news. And
you just heard it.
There's no way. I got a new headset.
Right when you stop talking, we heard it. No lie.
So I'm breathing, but no heavy breathing. Oh, okay. Anyways, okay. I'm sorry. So, Rover, actually, it's a little bit of a complaint. It seems like everybody's yelling and picking on Jeffrey, and he's actually just a middleman in all this with the thing with the butt buddy and all that. Is there any way we can obtain the phone number from his cell phone and just directly call the butt buddy himself and try to get confirmation?
I'd be okay with that. Jeffrey, would the butt buddy come on the air to explain why he doesn't want to prove this?
I've asked him something in the past about it. He said no. He's not interested in coming on the air. Uh-huh. Okay.
What if we offer Jeffrey a finder's fee if he helps find this piece of paper? Because maybe that's why Jeffrey's not working on this and pushing it.
I'll give you $500 okay. If you get this.
This changes it because Jeffrey wasn't getting anything out of it.
You get that DD214 that proves he's an Army Ranger. I'll give you $500.
Yeah, and if he likes you as much as you claim he does, he would do anything to get you some extra money.
Yeah, so you're both getting money. Both making out on this.
That's $3,500 out of my pocket.
Damn, for one piece of paper.
$500 for you, Jeffrey.
Now you win?
I can't guarantee anything. That's the thing.
But you'll try, right? Yeah. Don't you want the $500? Could you use $500?
Like I said, Rover, and I'll reiterate this. I said I'll try, but I can't guarantee it. Okay. So, all right.
I'm just saying it's on the table.
Did he text you during the break, Jeffrey?
No, he didn't text me at all.
Okay. I saw you texting.
No, I was playing solitaire.
Battery on your phone. Why don't you just turn it off?
Why? Because what if I get a call from my wife? What if I get a call from my dad?
Can't ignore it like you normally do.
Yeah, okay, Doogie.
All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A new study from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health suggests seafood could also give your sex life a boost. The study says that seafood is sexy and it's leading up to more lovemaking, to more sex, and to more babies, suggesting that couples who load up on fruits from the sea, that they'll tend to have more sex and conceive faster than other couples trying to get pregnant. So,
yeah, like oysters. They always say that. Mm. Ever eat those?
Yep, and it's also good because the more sex you have, the more chance you have of getting pregnant.
Okay.
So seafood is good for you.
Crab legs, best thing on earth.
Can I tell you? I was just telling
somebody.
But only
butter. I mean, you got to have that drawn butter.
Or just butter.
Well,
it doesn't have to be specific butter, Rover.
Yes, it does. Drawn butter.
You
need a stick of butter?
Oh, yeah, just melt it in there. I went to this place.
In a pinch. If I just had a stick of butter and I can melt it to dunk in that, it would still work.
Oh, no.
I don't need the specific. What are you talking
about? Drawn butter.
What is drawn butter?
It's where they take they separate it. And when you melt butter, they somehow separate whatever.
The top off?
Yeah.
Snitzer nose.
They clarified, yeah.
Yeah, see, you need that.
Okay, I would love to have that, but I'm saying if I didn't have that at like a, you know, like a Joe's Crab Shack or something, you think they have that?
I went to a
place. Yes, of course. Absolutely.
You think? Yes. Specific
that's
butter
what everyone,
places?
That's what they give you. That's what the little thing of butter is. It's drawn butter. It's not just butter.
Every
that's
place?
Yes, universally.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to say, if I got them at home, I'm cooking them at home, I could go with a stick of butter and just melt it down.
No, you couldn't. It would taste disgusting. It really would. It would taste bad.
I just made them. I'm waiting for Charlie.
No, I went to this place. I don't know if you guys been to it. It's like you get crabs in a bag.
They give you like a whole huge bag of crabs. I don't think there's any. There's probably some butter like mixed in with it. It's just spices, and you just eat it on a table like on newspaper, like an animal.
I have not.
Now I don't think I dipped
crabs in a bag.
I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember the name.
I've seen that on cooking shows. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I don't think there's any butter there, or at least I wasn't eating with butter. It was good.
What about that?
It was just covered in spices. Do you count that?
Is it what kind of crab legs are they?
King crab?
Alaskan snow crab. I don't know.
I mean, they're bigger or smaller?
I never eat crab. That was like the first time I ate crab in 10 years, so I don't know the difference.
I just boiled them. I think it was New Year's Eve, and I was at Costco with my kid, and there were all these people waiting in line to buy crab legs.
Is that a big New Year's Eve food?
I don't know. Party?
Okay.
Yeah, people eat like party steak and lobsters.
Party for one?
So you made crab legs?
So I'm like, I'll try it. And this guy was like, oh, these are the best ever. So I bought two legs.
Let me tell you what she did.
King crab, and I boiled them.
Let me tell you what she did.
What?
You cooked these way too long.
No, they were really good.
They were rubbery.
No, yeah. No. I had never made them at home. They're really good.
Yeah, they're
I'm
not hard
afraid.
To make.
No, you just throw them in, boil them for a couple minutes.
And it's not hard to make the drawn butter either, Dieter.
I don't know the dipping. I don't know what I use for my sauce.
Did you put salt in the water or sugar?
I don't think I put either.
Okay. Rookie.
What do you put? I don't put salt in for pasta.
No, you always put a little bit of salt in.
I don't. Yeah.
I don't know what the point is, but.
What's the different taste between regular butter and this clarified or drawn butter?
Nothing. You put them both in front of Rover, he won't be able to tell
BS.
The difference.
Yes, he will.
BS.
He
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
It's not that much of a difference. This is butter.
No, it's not. What you think you're getting butter when you eat at a place, yeah. like you said Joe's Crab? Or
yeah,
what?
Or like Pickle Bill's or whatever.
Yeah, that's all drawn butter. That's not just melted butter. That's drawn butter.
What do they put on popcorn at the movie theater?
Yeah.
Drawn.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
It's drawn. I guarantee it.
That's butter flavoring.
Yes. Yeah,
that's just some straight chemicals, I think.
It's so good, isn't it?
It's awesome.
I don't think that's
could
related
you put
to
that
butter
on crab?
At
could you eat that with crab?
Why not just dump that on crab? That's way easier.
Yeah.
Now I don't know.
In a chemical bath. That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
God, it's so good. Okay, so we're going to do a little politics. I'm not going to talk about the president. I'm going to talk about U.S. Representative Ron Estes has a Republican primary opponent. His name is Ron Estes. Ron versus Ron. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Ron Estes, not the congressman, the other one, said yesterday he plans to run against the better known Estes. The non-elected Estes, who filed as Ron M. Estes, lives in Wichita and is a first-time candidate.
Mm.
So that's a little confusing, but I'm not done there. A woman in Georgia just won a primary for the Georgia House of Representatives. Sandra Bullock, congratulations. She did it on name value alone.
Oh, so she's
Sandra
named
Bullock
Sandra
won.
Bullock?
And yes, she never campaigned, but she just decided to drop out for health reasons, so the guy she beat will get the nomination. But just because her name was Sandra Bullock, she's like, well, hell, I'll run.
Mm-hmm.
She won.
All right.
So that's so weird.
It's like that Eddie Murphy movie. I forget what it was called, but Distinguished Gentleman.
I never saw that.
And he goes to Washington. And
he's a con man. He went from con man to congressman. That's the basic plot of the movie.
I'd never seen that either.
Oh, well, you never saw
it? I had no desire.
No.
Oh, that's good.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
I mean, it's 25 years old. But
better than Trading Places?
Oh. Oh, Trading Places was the best.
Okay.
Let's see. I've got a few different stories here for you. Let's talk about the Cavaliers. They lost last night. So game two is on Sunday. The NBA Finals, the Warriors won last night, and on Sunday, the Warriors will host, once again, the Cavaliers. 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC will be game two. Movies this weekend, Adrift. There's a young couple that's trying to sail from Tahiti to San Diego when their boat is destroyed by a hurricane, and he's left badly injured, so it's up to her to try to save them. And this is based on the true story, so that's out there. Action Point, that's the Johnny Knoxville movie. And then Upgrade, a science fiction revenge thriller. And there's a star by the name of Logan Marshall Green, quadriplegic, who receives a computer implant that he uses to hunt down the men who murdered his wife. So those are the movies that are out. Montel Williams was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance this week after he overdid it at the gym. So
really?
The 61-year-old former talk show host
was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in 1999. They said that he just overdid it. He had been admitted out of abundance of caution. He's doing well, and they were anticipating him to be discharged soon. He might even be out as I'm reading this. But
what gym?
I don't know.
He wants to go there.
Well, you can hit the lunk alarm if you're at one of those gyms, and the siren goes off, and the, you know,
the lunk alarm
comes.
Okay. And Roseanne's cancellation, according to ex-husband Tom Arnold, could cost ABC how much money? He said $1 billion.
A billion with a B?
Yes. Yep. 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 That's what he is claiming. He's saying that the show was grinding out money hand over fist and they lost it all. And he said that nobody could get the phone out of her hand. So he said that she, along with other alt-right fanatics, used the black people... our monkey memes, because we have a white trash racist president. That's what they're saying.
I heard something like the last season made like 80 or 90 million for ABC, somewhere around there. And then this next one coming up was going to be another 80, 90 million.
So that's under 200 million. That's not $1 billion.
No, but that's the first two seasons, then reruns down the road. And this could last, you know, what if it lasted 8 more seasons?
$1 billion. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover Fest X. Melting your face with Shine Down. Machine Gun Kelly. Lil Jon.
Turn down for what?
Big Boy from Outkast. All That Remains. Red Sun Rising. Plus, the Miss Morning Glory competition and fireworks from American Fireworks. Hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
I'm the machine! Cut it!
Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain.
Rain or shine, lineup subject to change.
Tickets are on sale now. Just go to roverradio.com. Rover Fest, presented by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan. And Rover's Morning Glory.
This Samantha Bee is under fire for some language she used on her... Where does her show even... Where is this? Where
is it
can
Comedy
I get
Central?
This?
No, I think it might be TBS.
Oh, is she after Conan? I think he's right.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
It is TBS.
She's under fire for some language. She called... Donald Trump's daughter. Here is the clip.
After decades of ignoring the issue, Americans are finally paying attention. Well, most of us. Ivanka Trump, who works at the White House, chose to post the second most oblivious tweet we've seen this week. You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless c- He listens to you. Put on something tight. And-
yes. This wasn't bleeped out. I don't know what kind of operation they have over there.
TBS?
It's cable.
Full on.
They can say whatever they want.
I know they
want.
Can, but most channels don't. HBO is the only one that ever does. They'll say the S word a lot, but I never hear the F word.
I thought it was not the F word. It was see you next Tuesday.
Well, I'm getting to that. I'm saying I never even hear the F word. To get to the C.
You feckless see you next Tuesday.
And then she
feckless.
Does drop an F after that. She drops an F.
Oh, she does.
Continuing on.
Feckless means, I would say, ineffectual, weak.
Okay.
He listens to you. Put on something tight and low cut and tell your father to f***ing stop it. Tell him it was an Obama thing and see how it goes, okay?
There you go. All right.
Wow.
So now she's under fire because people are saying, well, if you get rid of Roseanne for what she tweeted, why don't you get rid of Samantha Bee? And I would say that there is a difference. But hear me out on this. One is a substantive argument, political argument being made from Samantha Bee. The other was more a racist jab. And I think that's the difference.
Now, well, one was
I'm
on
not
Twitter.
Saying that she should or shouldn't be. I'm just telling you that is the difference.
And one was on Twitter in her off time, and one was on a TV show.
But one on the off time had been warned, watch what you say. It's a reflection of our company, which is also Disney.
But she also was joking. Roseanne said she was joking. This girl here is an attack, and it's the president's daughter.
No, but it's more than the president's daughter.
She's people also a White House advisor.
People keep saying that, depending on to fit their argument. Oh, this is just the president's daughter. No, she's way more than that. She goes out. She's
actually
in Jerusalem.
Employed by us.
Yes.
She called the worst name in the book. See you next Tuesday. It's no worse name for a girl.
Wait, so are you for or against?
No, what she said was wrong. If you're going to attack Roseanne, which was wrong, you have to attack her too then, which she said was too far.
Maybe if Samantha Bee went after Barron Trump, the little kid, maybe if she called him something, maybe.
Or Obama's daughter or something.
Actual advisors who are not public servants.
They're just kids.
Who are not advisors to the president. Yeah. She is an advisor to the president, an employee of the United States of America.
So wasn't the other lady,
you open yourself up to criticism.
Obama working for him too?
Not at the time. I mean, not when this happened. She was back when she was serving under President Obama.
Okay,
yes.
She's in the public eye. You're open to those things. Same thing with the...
But Roseanne wasn't criticizing anything in Valerie Jarrett's policy.
Politically,
she was,
right.
She was
racially
saying that Valerie Jarrett looked like she was from Planet of the Apes. And that's... You don't see a difference there at all?
I see one as a joke, trying to be funny, and this one's an attack.
Which one was trying to be funny?
Roseanne. What Roseanne said? She goes, I was joking. I didn't know she was white. I didn't know she was black. It was. I even saw a text she sent to her son before all this came out. She said, I didn't know she was black. Is she?
And how did you see? Well, first of all, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I see a difference, but I'm not saying one is.
Right.
I mean, maybe they should do something to Samantha Bee. I'm assuming that this has to clear some sort of network standards and practices monitor before they air the show.
I think it just depends on the advertisers. If they stick around, keep her. If the advertisers start dropping off,
I agree.
Then
leave it up.
Then immediately get, because now you can't sell ads on her show, and she's not making money for you anymore.
I believe that with Roseanne actually too. Like, I don't know if I would have fired her.
It happened so quick.
I would have heard her out, heard her side of the argument. Maybe I would have kept the show, and I would say, if advertisers don't want to advertise, then obviously we get rid of you. You saw a screen grab of what now?
Of Roseanne's phone. She was texting her son saying, I didn't know that lady was black.
How would that come out? There's only one way you could get that.
Her son.
Is from Roseanne
or
Roseanne's people.
But you can't fake that timepiece.
Why not?
Oh, you can? On your phone?
Couldn't you Photoshop something?
Sure.
I mean, I think someone would look into that. You'd be able to tell. I'm trying to find it. Kind of backs her up, Rover, that she didn't know. She thought she was white. If she was white, then it was just a joke.
Let me see.
And I think a couple of advertisers have already pulled out for Samantha.
I can't find this anywhere. Were you duped by a right-wing media site?
Oh, no.
I'm just curious. Were you?
It was a Facebook link.
Where did you get this from? Fake news?
I don't know. I hope I'm not wrong.
Do you see this anywhere?
Hold on. I swear I saw the phone.
You were duped. There's a tunnel that goes.
No, why am I not seeing this?
Yeah.
True to the sun. Maybe that's the hang-up. To her son?
Yeah, she was texting her son. You found it?
No, nobody found it because it doesn't exist.
Where is it?
Roseanne Barr's also problematic son tries to defend his mother by saying she thought Valerie Jarrett was white, a.k.a. complete BS. This is from PerezHilton.com.
Dieter's devastated.
Find it. I don't want to be wrong here because I saw it.
Let me see what this says. Her son Jake is now coming forward trying to claim the Roseanne star thought Valerie Jarrett was white.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You got the phone?
Let me see here. I don't see anything with a phone message. Jake insists to the blast that his mom would never call a black woman an ape. He also says... One of the 65-year-old's text messages to him read, "Her and her dad, I thought they were white." There's no screen grab here, though, that I see.
Auto Trader and State Farm have pulled their ads from TBS's Full Frontal after the host said that phrase.
So.
And you know what's really, it's just so you can see through the crap is when she comes out and apologizes, dude, you knew you were going to say it. Why apologize now?
Own who, up Samantha Bee? Because yeah, like, she's issued an apology.
I'm so sorry.
No, she's not sorry. She's not sorry. You wouldn't have done it in the first place.
She knew this was going to cause a problem. Right.
This was something that's actually scripted. You know, I would understand if it were a radio show like ours or another radio show where you're filling 4.5-5 hours a day and it's unscripted.
Correct.
And you're just speaking off the top of your head. You're trying to make content. You say something, maybe you regret it. But if this were pre-written and I'm reading off of a teleprompter,
she knew.
And not only that, but she was a part of putting it together. This,
as were others.
Sure.
Right.
Then you can't make, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I don't think. Yeah, I don't believe her. I don't believe that she's sorry.
I don't
Samantha
think so.
B.
No.
Don't
and
say
I don't
anything.
Believe anybody's really upset either.
I've told you that if I ever apologize, if you ever hear me apologizing for something on the show, don't believe it. They just made me apologize.
Do you believe anybody's really upset? Because you're the same people that are calling Hillary the C word all the time.
No, I don't think anyone's upset. I think people are saying, well, if it happened to Roseanne, it's just a battle between left and the right. No, no one's upset by that. How could, if you're upset by that, you'd be upset by all of the things Donald Trump has said and done.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think anyone's really upset over this. I've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers as we all continue here on RMG Plus. All of us staying. We'll play videos for you. We'll talk about stuff we didn't get to during the week. Excuse me. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Think your dreams are unattainable?
Just remember that these guys are paid broadcasters.
Speaking out of context.
Commander what?
Ants Chief. Both.
Intensity defined him.
Can anyone follow this say news that. Broadcast? Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Daniel in South Carolina, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Yo, Rover, yo, Dieter, how y'all?
Yo. Yo. What's happening?
Hey, man, I got so much stuff, like, on a daily basis, I want to say, but I can't ever get it off. But I got a couple things I want to get off my chest, if you don't mind.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say, you know, I want to ask y'all, what do you think if it would have been a man had his own TV show, and he said the same exact comments to Ivanka Trump that Samantha Bee said.
Called her a see you next Tuesday.
That would never happen.
Yeah.
I could see a Bill Maher doing that.
Sure. I mean, look, I'm equal opportunity, so I think that there shouldn't be any difference if a woman calls someone a see you next Tuesday or if a man calls someone a see you next Tuesday. So, to me, it would be the same.
It went down a lot different.
You may be right. People would probably be, oh, my God, it's sexist, hashtag me too, whatever. But that would be wrong.
But, and then something else I wanted to say.
Yes.
Is, I know we've gotten so sensitive in this country, and forgive me, I'm nervous, so I'm not probably going to speak exactly what I want to say, but Uzi really pisses me off with all this. She's so damn sensitive, and everybody's a racist no matter what anybody says. I want to ask, if no matter what race, creed, or color, if somebody looks like a monkey, are you not allowed to say that about them? It seems like you're allowed to say anything you want, but if a black person or anybody resembles a monkey and you say it, if they happen to be black, oh my God, you should lose your job. You should lose your whole livelihood. Even if you're not being racist, if you're just calling somebody out and say they look like a damn monkey, it is what it is. I mean, you're not always being racist when you say that about. I've known white people that look like monkeys. I've known black people that look like a damn monkey.
Wow, so you're clearly racist.
He's racist. That doesn't make him racist.
Why does that make me racist? Because I see somebody and they happen to look like a monkey and they happen to be black, that makes me a racist?
If you think a white person looks like a monkey, Doogie, is that racist?
Who has said a white person looks like a monkey?
There are white people that look like monkeys. You had a friend in school that looked like a monkey,
in college,
right, Peter?
Yeah, white kid. He had a huge mouth.
Uh-huh.
And we said, oh, man, you look like a monkey. You look like an ape. We said all the time to him, and he would laugh about it. He had long arms. He was hairy like a damn gorilla.
Now, what if you were a black guy? Would you have told him he looks like a monkey?
No.
Wait, if I was black?
No, if he were a black guy, would you have told him he looks like a monkey?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why not?
Because
people get upset by that when you call.
I guess the difference is, Daniel, there is a history of black people being put down by saying they look or act or think like monkeys. Not so with white people. And so that's why they're not as sensitive. If you say a white person looks like a monkey. But I understand what Daniel's trying to say. If someone looks like a monkey, you should be able to say they look like a monkey.
The sensitivity in this country is just getting so crazy. I mean, it seems like people can say whatever they want to about the white man, but you can't even say anything remotely close to hurting a minority's feelings or else you're going to lose everything in this country.
I have really seen a level of political correctness. I've been doing this show for a long time, 20 years. I've never seen the level of political correctness that we see right now in today's day and age. It is a society that believes that that they have a right to not be offended by anything. And that is simply not true, because the things that you say or do, those may offend me. Well, that's different. You're just wrong. That's so
privileged.
Yeah.
Do you remember
privileged
how heightened sensitivity was after Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake?
Sure.
Nipplegate.
But that was more about.
It wasn't political.
That was more about sexual kind of stuff.
Correct.
There was no push to be more politically correct about everything else. But we live in a society right now where you can't say anything that could be considered mildly offensive, because you'll be
the consequence.
They want to run you out of town.
Right.
They never want you to work again. Oh, my God, he said this. You should be fired. People calling for your head that have never met you, that don't know you, that have probably never even listened. Most of the people calling for Samantha Bee to be fired, they've never even seen Samantha Bee's show. Trust me, she'd have better ratings if they did.
I've never even heard of her until today.
What do you think would happen today if Janet Jackson did it in this day and age with the feminism movement? You're censoring a woman.
That's a good question.
Or Timberlake ripping off her shirt. They would crucify him.
That would be a whole of, male aggression towards female.
Yeah.
And we're just, you're just females. Are we just pieces of meat?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it would go. But if Janet Jackson said, I wanted my nipple to be out, it's like everyone, remember what, I forget who it was. Jennifer Lawrence, I think. She was at a premiere of some movie, and they were taking photos, and it was cold out, and all the guys are in these overcoats, and she's wearing a skimpy dress, and everyone's like, hashtag me too. Look what she has to do. She has to suffer and look good and wear this skimpy dress while all the guys are bundled up. She had to be the one that came out and said, I wanted to wear that because I thought it was a hot dress.
Yeah,
I didn't want to cover it up. I wanted to look like that in the photo. Shut your face.
Mm.
But everyone wants to be offended for other people that they don't know, that they have nothing to do with. Jackie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. What's happening?
So I just wanted to kind of comment on the Roseanne scenario. You just made me think. I had a friend in college. And he looked like a turtle, like he always made the face of a turtle. So we would call him that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. It's non-racial, obviously. But I think that this has more to do with Roseanne's intentions. If it was, if she was warned and several things like that beforehand, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, I think if she really believes Valerie Jarrett was white, and Valerie Jarrett was extremely light-skinned, I mean, I could see how you could make that mistake. Then I don't think it is a bad comment whatsoever to say that she looked like she was the spawn of the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. But if you are saying it in order to try to dehumanize a black person, if that was her intent, then yes, that would be wrong. All right, we've got to wrap everything up. We do have the Friday Leftovers coming up on RMG Plus. If you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up right now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live as we continue on. Everyone from the show will stay here. We'll play a lot of videos for you. Charlie, what do we have coming up on the Friday Leftovers?
This guy's got this really cool finger I want you guys to look at.
Okay.
What wins in a fight, baseball bat versus knife?
I think we've done this on the show.
Well, we have a definitive answer.
A real fight with a baseball bat and a knife?
Yes.
Because we tried to do it here in the studio where we simulated it.
Okay, well, I'll give you the answer.
I chose baseball bat. I'd rather have a baseball bat over a knife, and everyone thought I was crazy.
I don't remember what I chose. We actually even got I think we ended up with a wiffle ball bat in the studio and a knife.
And DJ Jazzy knife, Jim? Yeah.
No, I had a knife.
Remember?
Jim or Dumb had a bat.
Well, it also happened. We must have done it a second time, because another time I think Rob had it too, and we had the same thing.
It was all the same day, I think.
Do it?
No, Jim was.
He fought a 12-year-old in the hallway and lost.
Jim tried to say he was a black belt in karate, our old phones or sound effects guy. And he would say that he was a black belt, so we had him fight a 12-year-old and got his ass handed to him by a 12-year-old. Yeah.
Who rushed you with the wiffle ball bat?
That was Rob.
Was that Rob? He just was like, oh. Was that right?
I don't think Rush me, Rush someone. I don't know who was doing it, but Rob was certainly involved in in that. I think Rob and Dumb were involved in that. What would win, a bat or a knife? So we're going to find out?
You'll find out today.
Okay.
And
because you picked
show.
Knife, I think, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah, I won. Do you remember? Dumb swung. I waited until he swung at me, and I moved, and I charged him, and I took the knife, and I stabbed him in the heart.
Like
he bruised.
Yeah.
He bruised the next day from a plastic knife.
And I have a video showing you why you should always wear a seatbelt. All that and more coming up on The Leftovers.
All right. Yes, Jeffrey.
Sometimes I think it's not necessarily the weapon, it's how well it could be utilized.
Kind of like it's not the size of the wave, it's the
motion of the ocean.
Well, that's if you're referring to sex. If you're referring to aerial combat, it's the skill of the pilot, not necessarily the aircraft type.
What about aerial combat?
No. Nice.
Funny, Anthony.
I didn't hear it.
It was close.
All right, sign up to watch or listen live. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, you can do that at roverradio.com, and we will continue in just a few minutes there. For everyone else, have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.